My Boys Broadcasting Network is. My Boys looking for win number 20. So 19-21 on the season. That one misses outside from Hunt, 1-1. Cloudy skies here. There's the threat of some precipitation some point during the night. So hopefully it'll avoid us. That one's in. Oh, but ahead of the third baseman. And we'll get down to the outfield. And there's a leadoff single for Miles Smith. Just a little blooper off the end of the bat. Goes over the head of third baseman Will Spears Jr. And the Fly Boys start a leadoff single. And nobody out with one on for David Bishop. Bishop making his return to the Fly Boys on Saturday and had an RBI single. It's the Axemen for that three-game series sweep. And that's big for the Fly Boys. Get your confidence back and get you back to the West Division race after dropping six in a row. First pitch to Bishop. Misses for a ball, 1-0. Bishop batting 259 a year, a 661 OPS, and of course has that one home run that came on July 3rd, a no-doubter towering shot against Johnson City at TVA Credit Union Ballpark. The 1-0, Smith's going to take off. Bishop hits it toward right field. He gets down. Smith gets up. That ball's rolling all the way toward the wall. Mishandled by the right fielder. Bishop's going to second base. Smith's going to come home. The throw is way offline, and that is the first run of the ball game for the Fly Boys, just like that. It's 1-0. Hit and run to perfection. Bishop hit it off the end of his bat toward right field. And Smith kept on going as the ball rolled to the fencing and 2-0 lead, or 1-0 lead, pardon me, after two hits. Started the contest for the Fly Boys. David Bishop in scoring position himself for Brock Daniels. 1-0 lead already for the Fly Boys here in the top of the first. Nobody out. As Daniels' first pitch missed for a ball, 1-0. Hand injury. So batting 306 on the season. Had a good night the other night against Kingsport. They're going to rule that an RBI double for Bishop. So ball rolls all the way to the wall, and Smith scores from first. 1-0 lead with nobody out in the top of the first inning already for the Fly Boys. Bishop's going to take off toward third. Hunt's throw is on time, but it was dropped at the last minute by the third baseman, Spears Jr., and now stolen base for Bishop, and he stands 90 feet away from making it a 2-0 ball game. So right back from where they left off the last time the Fly Boys came to Boyce Cox Field. Break ball, misses high, 2-0. That was a game where the Fly Boys were up 3-0 and didn't hit a single ball into the field of play. They only swung at one pitch, and it was a foul ball. 2-0. Daniels hits that one high into the air, and it will sneak out of the ballpark, 2-1. So, already playing from behind are the State Liners after giving up back-to-back hits, a single and a double. Single by Miles Smith, the double by David Bishop, and Bishop with the stolen base now. 90 feet away, swing and a miss. Good breaking ball from Hunt, and it's 2-2. Hunt can get his first out of the inning. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Drop strike three. Catcher's going to fire the first and completes the strikeout. So Daniels will strike out. First out of the inning for the State Liners. Look at the defensive alignment for the Bristol State Liners. At catcher is Gage Adams. First base, Eric Arado. Second base, Tahir Mullins. Shortstop, Ryan Taylor. And third base is Will Spears Jr. Left to right in the outfield. Left field is Blake Wood. Center fielder is Aaron Graber. And right field is Sean Smith Jr. Ian Daugherty steps in with one out. In the top of the first inning, breaking ball gets in there for a strike 0-1. So Hunt, breaking ball's working for him, and looks to find that, see if he can get it rolling and stop the bleeding a bit. That one misses just low and outside. 1-1. Anything to the outfield will possibly bring home Bishop, unless it's a great throw, which Sean Smith Jr. has a great arm and right. It's hit toward him, but goes foul, and it's 1-2. Fouled that one off toward the football stadium in Virginia High School, which is right behind us here at Boyce Cox Field. Infield's going to shift in here on a 1-2 pitch with one out. The 1-2. Swung on and miss. So back-to-back strikeouts for a Hunt. He's starting to find the groove, and now the sacrifice taken away. And looking to hold us to a one-run game as Jack O'Reilly steps in. O'Reilly will step in now, first time today. And a solid bat for the Fly Boys. Breaking ball misses 1-0. Back to 86. But really had some great achievements, even during that six-game losing streak for the Fly Boys. It was O'Reilly that was still able to get on base for the most part. I don't miss 2-0. Him and Laliberte consistently getting on base and giving the Fly Boys chances in those ball games. O'Reilly had the only hit against Burlington. That 6-0 loss. That one's hit down the third baseline. It gets through. That's going to be another run score. O'Reilly's going to try for two, and he will slide in there, and that is a two-out RBI double for Jack O'Reilly, and it's a 2-0 lead for the Fly Boys. So after Hunt had really started to find his groove, you fall two strikeouts. Well, Bishop was going to be stranded at third base instead. O'Reilly hits one just down the third base line. Spears Jr. couldn't quite get to it. Now a 2-0 lead. A pair of RBI doubles this inning for the Fly Boys. And Maddox Mikolakis steps in. Hottest hitter for the Fly Boys. Came a home run short this day. Had a single on Sunday. And looks to continue his hitting streak. Hits that one toward center field. Butt's going to hang high in the air. Settling underneath it is Graber. Makes the catch that ends the inning. So the Fly Boys strike first. They get a pair of runs and take a 2-0 lead. Thanks to RBI doubles from Bishop and O'Reilly. We head to the bottom of the first. Can the Fly Boys defense hold? Keep this one up by two runs. We'll find out and tell you more about Brian Yetter when we return to the Fly Boys Broadcast Network.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Fly Boys already up 2-0 after RBI doubles by David Bishop and Jack O'Reilly, giving the Fly Boys the lead. And we'll talk about the pitcher for your Fly Boys tonight, Brian Yetter out of Marist College. Season's been kind of up and down for Yetter. Has a 2-4 record, 6.75 ERA, a 3.27 ERA in the month of July. On 24 innings, giving up 27 hits, 18 runs, all has been earned. Hit three batters, walked eight, but struck out 23 in a whip of 146. Yetter's on. He's been able against Elizabethan. Had a rough performance, was handed the loss, throwing just 13 pitches. But against Johnson City, kept the Fly Boys in the ball game. And what was at the time a 6-4 game, went two innings, didn't give up any hits or runs, and struck out a batter his last appearance. Has not started a ball game since June 15th against Princeton. Rough start when Yetter was handed the loss to go in three innings, three hits and four runs, walking two and striking out four. So first start in over a month. Did start against Bristol back on June 4th. Think more about that as Blake Wood steps in. First pitch he sees in there for a strike. Federal gets set to face Wood. Here's the 0-1. Allen just misses outside 1-1. Gator looking to have a solid performance like he did against Johnson City. 1-1 breaking ball misses just high, and it's now 2-1. Had that stretch from the Pulaski series where Gator was really in control. He finally found that confidence back, and then just had a rough outing against Elizabethton. That one runs inside, almost clips Wood, now 3-1. So Gator in danger of walking his first batter face of the night. Wood batting 225 on the season. 3-1. Hits sky high into the air toward foul territory, toward the dugout. The fly boys. O'Reilly reaches up, goes over the fence, and goes off the glove. And for me, that's Bishop that goes over the fence. The ball goes off his glove. Looks to be okay. And 3-2. Would have been a heck of a play by Bishop there at first base. He could have caught that one going over the railing, but just goes in and out of his glove, and it's now a full count to Wood. Bishop kind of floated in slow motion over and able to hold onto the ball and hit off the end of his wrist. Payoff pitch from Yetter to Wood. Fires. And that one misses, so a leadoff walk drawn by Blake Wood. His first base runner of the day for the State Liners. Defensive alignment for the Flyboys. Catchers Avery Collins. That rotation of catchers continues. First base, David Bishop. Second base, Brock Daniels. Shortstop, Max Mikolaikis. Third base is Dub Gleed. And left to right in the outfield, Andrew Pinkston in the left, Miles Smith in center, and Jack O'Reilly in right field. Comes Eric Arado, top hitter for this State Liner team, batting 351. On the season, first pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. Arado from Northern Illinois. And the last three of the last four times he has played against the Flyboys, he's had a hit robbed from him on a diving catch. See if that continues again. Swung on and missed, though, and two. It was Aiden Canaday and then Will Taylor up in Bristol the first two times they played, and then down at Pioneer Park. It was Will Taylor again. See if Pinkston, Smith, or O'Reilly will take a hit away as Allen misses outside, 1-2. 2-0 lead for the Flyboys from top of the first, but nobody out after the leadoff walk drawn by Blake Wood. Stands on first base. Gator will look over at Wood. Now gets set. Fires. Hit off the end of the bat, and that one, they're going to say, goes foul. That one from here looked like it was just fair. May have just hit the chalk line. Couldn't quite tell from this vantage point. May have just gone fair. And manager Barbara Garby saying it missed. If it did miss, it was by inches. That was close, and the speed of Wood, a chance for him to score and cut this lead in half already. So that's 1-2. Yetter fires. Well outside, 2-2. Rotto is one of just two players in this lineup with a batting average of 300. Grant Bristol's had so much change to their lineup, it's really hard to find a groove. 2-2. Hit off the end of the bat there. That one's fouled out of play. Had the COVID game canceled because of too many players of COVID against Elizabethton and did not have enough players to field a team. Then we're going to play with just 15 players the next day against the River Riders. That guy got rained out. Starting to build back a solid roster. We're able to play thanks to a lot of Appy League developmental squad guys coming in and moving around. Now it's fouled off toward the berm and stays 2-2. Good bow from Arado. He was down 0-2 in this one. Now it's 2-2, and this is number 70 at-bat. Probably pitch number 8 of the at-bat. Yeah, he's going to check on Wood, and Bishop grabs it, but can't pick him off. Liberio, the only pitcher that has any pickoffs this season. Kenyon Brown has picked off 7 batters on base. The 2-2, that one misses low. Count runs full again. So back-to-back batters, a full count for the State Liners. Can they get their second batter on of out? Still haven't recorded a hit today. Here's the payoff pitch. Wood's going to take off. That one's hit right to short. Overruns was Mikolajkis. Picks it up, fires, and that's an infield single for Arada. Mikolajkis slid too far. Had to dive to stop the ball from going to the outfield, and then by the time he was able to pick it up and throw it toward first, Arada was at first base. So an infield single for Eric Arada. And everybody's safe. Runners at first and second for John Smith Jr. Just like that, Bristol has runners at first and second with nobody out in the bottom of the first, looking to get their first runs on the first inning. Here's the pitch from Yeder to Smith Jr. Just getting that first strike, 0-1. Junior batting 271 on the season. Big body out of Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College. Very good arm on him out in right field as well. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Yetter. That one misses low, broke away, and it's now 1-1. 17 pitches, 9 strikes from Yetter. 9 of those pitches came on just that one at-bat by Arado. So, long at-bats been the Achilles heel to these pitchers for the Fly Boys this season. See if Yetter can get a ground ball and try to turn two here. The 1-1. Runs inside. Smith Jr. gets out of the way. 2-1. Still some cloudy skies to the left. Lights already turned on at Boyce Cox Field. Well, it's a warm night for baseball here in Bristol, Virginia. Just over the state line. 2-0 lead for the Fly Boys. Allen's off the end of the bat. Toward O'Reilly, shallow right field, and O'Reilly catches the ball. Wood will return back to second base, and it's finally one away in the bottom of the first for Aaron Graber. Graber batting just 167 on the year. So this is just Graber's 19th at-bat of the season, so. Hasn't been here long. Has been productive, though, when he's gotten on. Has 3 hits, 4 RBI, and has a home run. It's also drawn 4 walks. On base percentage of 318. Walk here would put the bases loaded. So Graber can do with one out, bottom of the first, 2-0 lead for Fly Boys. That one gets in there for a strike, 0-1. Good set. There's a long pause there to get the sign from Collins. From the stretch. Checks on Wood at second. Will fire. 0-1 in the dirt. Collins blocks it. 1-1. Collins, last time you saw him at catcher, he was busy. That was against Johnson City. This disastrous inning in which the eighth inning game was 6-4, and the Fly Boys allowed 8 runs to be scored. 3 pass balls that inning, and so a grand slam home run by Caleb Marmo. It'll end up being a 14-4 final. He'll have the end of the bat. Miles Smith's going to run toward it and just watch it go off the wall. That one's down. One run's going to score. Another run is trying to cross the plate. It will. And we are tied. A 2-RBI double by Aaron Graber. So Graber, just his 4th hit of the season, his 19th at bat. But he has 6 RBIs this year. So Graber does his job. He's done all year, and game's tied at 2 for Will Spears Jr. with just one out and still a runner at second base. Tied up just like that, so it might be a back-and-forth offensive affair. The last 2 meetings were between these 2 squads at Pioneer Park. Yetter gets set and fires. Now on this outside, 1-0. This is the first start, like we said, for Yetter since June 15th. That start against Bristol was handled the loss. That game only gave up 5 hits and 2 runs, and it was a 3-0 loss. The offense just couldn't get anything going for the Fly Boys in that ball game. 1-0 in the dirt, blocked by Collins, 2-0. offense has been scored a plenty around the Appy League. Every single game has at least one run scored in it, and no game has passed the top of the second inning. It's been a high-scoring night already in the Appy League. Granted, some teams are just now batting, but still. Already some offensive production all around the league. 2-0. Hit. Pizza and uniform report. Flyboys in the road red hats with the Tennessee State flag logo on the front. The navy jerseys with Greenville and red and white across the chest. The red and white numbers and the cream-colored pants. I'll tell you about the state liners, all white attire. After this pitch to Spears Jr. Getter fires, 2-1. Gets out of the way of Spears, now 3-1. Bristol wearing the red hats with the blue brim, the B on the front. The all-white jerseys with state lines across the chest in gold and red, and have the navy batting helmets and the all-white pants and the red numbers on the back. Here's a 3-1 pitch from Yetter. Hit off the end of the bat right toward the left fielder Pinkston. Has to make a last-second adjustment, but able to make it as that ball hangs in the air in time and makes the catch, and there's two away.
Batting for the state liners, the designated hitter, number 22, Brandon Nye.
It was Brandon Nye, and the Flyboys haven't seen him this season. But Nye has recorded 30, this is his 34th at bat of the year for Nye. He's batting 303 on the season, so. Limited action for a lot of these guys, but they've been able to come through clutch, as you saw Graber earlier this inning with the two RBI double to tie it up. Can Nye get the state liners lead? First pitch swings it and just goes around. It's 0-1. Nye with four runs scored, 10 hits, five RBI. Does have 10 strikeouts this season. I'd love to get one here to keep this game tied. Graber stands at second base, the 0-1. That one's in there for a strike, and 0-2, and Yetter a strikeout away from getting out of the inning. 0-2, two outs coming to Brandon Nye from Brian Yetter. Yetter will get the sign from Collins now. That's when the mound gets set. Fires, hit him to chase. It's Yetter. That was already Yetter's 30th pitch of the outing. 30 pitches, 16 strikes. Grant had that 9-pitch at bat against the Rotto. Torado was able to reach on a single and then came around to score. That one's hit off the end of the bat toward foul territory. Bishop won't try to make a play on that one as he watched it sail out the stadium. And went to him. Bishop makes that play. Wood is out, and inning would be over. But again, it's game of inches, little inches for baseball most of the time. And that was a tough play for anyone to make. Can't put it all on that one. The 1-2. In the dirt, blocked by Collins. Deuce is wild now. To number 22, Brandon Nye, a 2-2 ball game. The State Liners have two hits already in this one. Three hits for the Flyboys. 2-2 pitch from Yetter. Ducks out of the way. Does not, as that one broke wild from Yetter. Now the count is full. Third batter of the inning that's had a full count. The State Liners. So long at bats for Bristol. See how long Yetter will stay in this one. Payoff pitch. Hit off the end of the bat softly in the air high up toward O'Reilly, and O'Reilly makes the catch. But the two RBI double by Aaron Graber tied this one up. So already an offensive outburst from both these teams. We are tied at two runs apiece. Head to the second inning. Can the Flyboys continue the scoring? We return. This is the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the backseat, safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh, guess they were hotter than I thought!
Heat up your wallet with all new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery, and you can win scorching hot top prizes up to $500,000, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Please play responsibly.
Two-two ball game here in Bristol. Check around the rest of the Appy League, and it's an offensive night for the Appalachian League. Pulaski and Danville tied at one in the bottom of the second. Johnson City up 1-0 on Princeton, top of the second, but the whistle picks the bases low with one out. Burlington up 1-0 on Bluefield in the top of the second. And Kingsport up 2-1 on Elizabethan, top of the second. So every team has scored a run except for Princeton and Bluefield. Princeton with the bases loaded, one out. And Bluefield has a runner on with nobody out. So offensive fireworks aplenty in the last 3 weeks of the Appy League. Here comes Dub Gleed. Lead off, slow chopper, stays fair, picked up by Hunt, fires the first in time. It's a great play by Will Hunt. Off the little slow roller right toward the pitcher's mound, and there's quickly one away here in the top of the second inning.
Catcher number 8, Avery Collins.
So I'm going to Avery Collins. Collins, again, that rotation of catchers. Been a little bit of a slump batting as of late. Batting average just at .220. And does have that one home run of the year, so has that power within him. That one misses left for ball 1-0. Now, his first ever start in the Appy League was here at Bristol in that 7-inning game. First that bat had a 2-RBI single. And had an RBI. He made his presence known for sure. The last time he was at Boyce Cox Field, is that one misses low, 2-0. Former Greenville Green Devil. Step in now, 2-0 pitch from Hunt. Misses now 3-0. So Collins looking to continue a solid performance he's had up at Boyce Cox Field this season. Granted, the first game for Flyboys here in over a month. It was June 5th last time the Flyboys came to Bristol. 3-0. That's a four-pitch walk issued by Hunt. And Collins will stand at first base. So if one out comes Andrew Pinkston. I've seen Pinkston a lot as of late, but last week was very good in that six-game losing streak. Still a couple of RBIs, some runs scored, and was able to draw walks. And, again, kept the Flyboys in the game, batting .217 in his brief time this year with the Flyboys. That one misses for a ball 1-0, so Hunt has thrown now five straight balls. Flyboys pitchers, 24 pitches, just 12 strikes. But Hunt does have the two strikeouts today as he settled down. First inning, the 1-0. Allen gets in there for a strike, so. A strike for Will Hunt. 1-1 count for Pinkston with Collins over at first base and drawing the one-out walk. The 1-1, breaking ball gets in there. That one kind of froze Pinkston. At the edge of the strike zone, now 1-2. A 1-2 pitch coming from Will Hunt to Andrew Pinkston here in the top of the second inning. Hunt fires, breaking ball, just misses outside. It was, well, it snuck in there, but just missed 2-2 now. Warm, humid night in Bristol, Virginia. Like I said, got some clouds off to they kind of stay over there and avoid us. Here's a 2-2 pitch from Hunt. That one's going to plunk Pinkston right on the elbow, try to get out of the way. And now back-to-back runners have reached in this inning for the Flyboys. Runners at first and second with one out. Top of the order now, Miles Smith. Single and a run scored. last time up. That made it 1-0, but now tied at 2 runs apiece. Can Smith come up big for the Flyboys here? As he really has all season now. Catcher Adams going to go talk to his pitcher, Hunt, about the situation here. Flyboys this week have just 2 road games. They'll be at Bristol today and tomorrow. Then they'll be at home all weekend, Thursday and Friday, big game against Burlington, the top team in the East Division. And then Friday and Saturday through Sunday, we'll take on the Bristol State Lions again. So these two teams will play 4 times this week. Here's a pitch from Hunt to Smith. That one misses. It's a 1-0, so. Smith, remember, his first at-bat of the year was a home run to dead center field at Pioneer Park. The fencing around Bristol's Boy Scout Stadium is a lot higher than the wall at Pioneer Park, but one good swing, it could get out of here. It's outside 2-0. And say fencing, it is fencing. It's not a wall, solid wall. It's old-school fencing around the edge of the outfield. The advertisement's on it. 400 feet dead center, 330 to left, just 310 to the right. So if you pull one, and out toward the road. 2-0 pitch. Thalen gets in there for a strike, finds the corner, 2-1. You got a major road, big road behind the thing. You got cars driving by it. Some slowing down to watch the ball game. Here's a 2-1 pitch to Smith. Smith swing and miss the breaking ball, now 2-2, and Hunt looking for his third strikeout of the day to get out of a little bit of a jam. It's not a crowd here in Boys Cox Field. Well, again, a warm, humid night in Bristol, Virginia. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, ripped down the right field line. That will stay fair, rolls all the way to the corner. Collins is rounding third. Pinkston's going to round third. Smith's at second base. He's going to hold there. Pinkston falls down. Then the throws to third. The throw to home is not in time. Pinkston scores. And that is a 2-RBI double for Miles Smith. Pinkston fell down. And the right fielder, Sean Smith Jr., threw it to third base to Spears Jr. But Pinkston was able to get up and just got home in time before the tag by Adams. Now it's a 4-2 lead for the Flyboys. Already some action in the bullpen for the State Liners. Miles Smith ripped that one down the right field line, went all the way to the corner. And again, a lot closer play as Pinkston had the slide underneath the tag by Adams after falling down, rounding third, but he's able to score. And this may be it. Not sure now. Looks like a trainer's going to come look at Will Hunt. The trainer, State Liners, Caleb Johnston, looking at Hunt, and Hunt's holding his shoulder, and that's not a good sign at all. And that's going to do it for Will Hunt. Will Hunt holding his shoulder. He's taking out of the game, and goes just an inning and a third. Strikes out 2, but gives up the 4 hits and the 4 runs. And after the mile, scores Collins and Pinkston. They're probably the 1 RBI double. Pinkston comes up scoring on the throw. We have a new pitcher in for the State Liners. We'll tell you all about the new arm for Bristol when we return. Flyboys up 4-2 on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Not too cool for me, and in return I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There was a time when the best pork sausage came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage, made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
Hopefully Will Hunt's okay. Was holding his shoulder a bit as he went toward the locker room. 4-2 lead now for the Fly Boys here in the top of the second inning. So we'll give you the update on the new pitcher for the Bristol State Liners is number 10 playing at school down the road. King Tornado, it's Ray Berry, and Berry this season. It's been phenomenal for the State Liners, a 3-0 record, a 4.98 ERA, two saves as well, and 21 two-thirds innings, getting up 15 hits, 13 runs, 12 of those earned. He's hit four batters, walked 14, struck out 20, but his opponents are batting just 192 against him on the season. Last time saw Berry against Pulaski. Berry went two innings, getting up three hits, four runs, walked three. So not a great outing against the River Turtles his last time out. Against Burlington, however, was lights out against Sauk Publix. Went two innings, didn't give up a hit or a run, and struck out one. Did pitch back on June 4th to get the save over the Fly Boys, which he went two innings and didn't allow a hit or a run and struck out two. So he has been able to shut down the Fly Boys in the past. Grant, almost completely different teams for both of these squads. And will now come in with a two-run deficit. With one out here in the bottom of the second inning after Miles Smith's double scores. Collins, and then Pinkston's able to recover after tripping, rallying third base, come in and score. So 4-2 lead for the Fly Boys. David Bishop steps in as an RBI double tonight. Deja vu for the State Liners. The first inning started off with Bishop's RBI double that scored Smith from first base. That one missed outside from Berry, 1-0. Can't close the book on Hunt yet, as he's responsible for Smith over at second base. Does go just the 1 1/3 of an inning. Is in line for the loss of score holes. Grant's been back and forth game already. That one's hit foul out of play, 1-1. State Liners answered two runs of their own in the bottom of the first inning to tie it up, and now the Fly Boys have scored two in the top of the second. They got 4-2 lead with one out. There's Miles Smith double. Here's the 1-1. Check swing. Bishop does not go around. That's a good pitch from Berry. Bishop able to hold off now 2-1. Fly Boys win. We'll give them their 20th of the season. Moving back just one game under 500 after a 4-game winning streak after a 6-game losing streak. Thallon misses low, 3-1. Same spot, barefoot there. Here's the 3-1 pitch from Berry to Bishop. Fires and misses outside, and that is a one-out walk drawn by Bishop. So, second walk of the day issued by pitchers for the State Liners. Brock Daniels will step in. Struck out his last time up. Part of back-to-back strikeouts issued by Hunt. I was trying to find a groove, but then gave up the RBI double to O'Reilly. I mean, a 2-0 game at the time. Fish to Daniels. Gets in there for a strike. Just found the bottom of the strike zone, if anything. Daniels does not agree with that call. May have just snuck in there. It's 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That one misses, and now 1-1. 1-1 pitch. That one missed outside, 2-1. One pitch, hit down the line, picked up by the first baseman. Narada fires the first. Actually, that hit off the head of Bishop. And Smith's going to come in and score. Now Bishop's going to keep on running home. He's going to score. Throw back to first is, or his second. Not in time. That's 2-run score off the air. Plunked Bishop in the back of the head. If this was wiffle ball, he would have been out. Now, 2 runs have scored off the air. Daugherty hits it toward right field, hangs in the air, and will go foul. Oh, what a weird play. Arado throws the ball towards second, trying to turn the double play. It's Bishop in the back of the helmet, rolls to the outfield, and off the air, a pair of runs score. Now Brock Daniels stands at second base. 0-1 to Daugherty is fouled off, and now 0-2. It's a weird play. O-2 hit up the middle. Daniels going around third, and he's going to come in and score. An RBI single for Daugherty. It's a 5-run second inning. The Flyboys now lead it 7-2. So Daniels gets into scoring position after the error by Arado. Then a hit up the middle.
Number 49, right fielder, Jack O'Reilly.
Scores Daniels, and now 7-2 lead, and still just one out for Jack O'Reilly at the RBI double his last time up. Chopped up the middle towards second base. The tag is applied to Daniels, or tag is applied to Daugherty for the first. Then their double play is turned, but not before the Flyboys. And 3 more runs and have a 7-2 lead. After the error allows Daniels to reach, and Smith and Bishop score. And then the RBI single from Daugherty. Flyboys up. Defense. Shut down the State Liners offense. Been a back-and-forth game so far. Let's find out when we return to Flyboys Broadcast Network.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of historic downtown Greenville, the hotel has been providing signature service since 1884. The boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service amid beautifully detailed guest rooms. Plan your visit now at the General Morgan Inn, the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Call 423-787-1000. Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations are recommended, so call now at 423-787-7500.
Flyboys up 7-2 after dropping 5 runs in the top of the second inning. Now they have a 5-run cushion in the bottom of the second inning. First pitch from Yetter is in there for a strike, 2. The shortstop, number 28, Ryan Taylor. Well, he's up 7-2 now, and that one swung on and missed. Actually, it was fouled off to the glove of Collins, 0-2. So can Yetter come down here and keep this five flying, boys? That one's fouled off, and with a three pitches, three strikes start the inning, but they're able to get a piece of that one. Taylor batting 231 on the season. This is 40th at bat of the year, and now time called, and it's like discussion from manager Barbara Garby to talk to our home plate umpire. Not sure what about. I don't know if it's about the pace that Yetter's throwing at or what exactly. The fly boys pitchers throw quick, except for really for Finn Wall. He's more deliberate, but they're still going at a pretty good pace for the most part tonight. Here's the 0-2. Time to call a balk now, I believe, on Aaron. They're going to call a balk there, so I guess that may have been the discussion if it was a balk by Yetter, and they're going to call it a balk, but there's no runners on, so it doesn't really do anything except make that pitch a ball. An 0-2 count, it's now a 1-2 count, so. See how closely the umpires check on Yetter's feet. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Yetter. Fouled off toward the burn behind us. Staying alive is Taylor. Taylor looking to try another long at bat again. Corrado had one earlier in this ball game. Here's the 1-2. That one's hit softly toward Daniels at second. Daniels picks it up, flips it to first, and just in time. Yetter thought he was going to have to go over and cover first base, but flips over to Bishop in plenty of time. Well, there's one away for Gage Adams. Adams will step in. Adams batting just 188 on the season, but this is just his 17th at bat of the year. Scored three hits, a run scored, has drawn a walk, but struck out six times. That one's in the dirt for ball 1-0. It's also stolen a base this season. So again, a few times he's been able to get on. He's been able to help out the State Liners, the 1-0. Chopped over toward Mikolaikas. Mikolaikas fires the first. Close play, and just in time. Good throw by Mikolaikas. Just beats Adams to the bag, and there's quickly two away. And here comes Tahir Mullins. Mullins batting at 250 on the year. With Mullins, this is just his 21st at bat. Has five hits, has scored two runs, has a double, two RBI, has drawn two walks, struck out three times. 318 on base percentage. Mullins, that one skips in the dirt. The Ivy Tech Community College out of Indiana product. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one misses low 2-0. So those cloudy skies have got to a beautiful sunset toward left field. And it looks like that rain may hold off until the very late hours of the evening in Bristol. So hopefully holds off for the rest of the game. 2-2 pitch. Probably misses low. And it's now 3-0. 3-0 pitch from Yetter to Mullins. Allen misses a four-pitch walk, so can't get a 1-2-3 inning. Second walk issued by Yetter, and back to the top of the order with Blake Wood. Wood drew a walk and came around to score back in that first inning. So that two RBI double by Graber, who are at the moment, but now a 7-2 lead for the Fly Boys. Looking to keep that cushion. It's Yetter. First pitch to Wood in there for a strike. Oh, the 0-1. That one's up in the bat right toward Miles Smith, but it's going to drop right in front of him. Smith could not quite get a great jump on it. That's a two-out single, and just like that, something going for the State Liners. Here were two outs in the bottom of the second inning.
Number four, Eric Arato.
Eric Arato steps in. Arato with a single his last time up and then came around to score. See what Yetter can do. He runs at first and second, two outs. Walking a batter and giving up a single. That one's hit right toward Brock Daniels. Daniels picks it up, fires the first, and ends the inning. So, two out base runners reach for the State Liners. They're unable to do anything with them. Flyboys still hold a five-run lead. Return. Flyboys offense continue to put their scoring outburst up. We come back on Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
In need of home improvements such as decks, gutters, roofs, remodels, and more? Energy Home Solutions is your local family-owned construction company that gets the job done the first time around by creating your vision one step at a time. We offer fair pricing and quality work to the customer's satisfaction. Check us out today at EHSTN.com or call for a free estimate at 423-823-9006.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning?
Not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Flyboys up 7-2, heading to the top of the third inning. And of course, that Appy League All-Star game will be next week, Monday, July 25th, the All-Star Skills Showcase and Home Run Derby in Burlington, North Carolina, and the 26th, the All-Star game. I hope to have those announcements coming soon of who made the All-Star game. Plenty of names for the Flyboys on that list for sure. See what happens. For the All-Star announcements coming later this week, as many may know, the All-Star game for Major League Baseball getting ready to start. Hey, hopefully you have your second screen rolling. I have our audio and the video of that All-Star game on Fox. Always a fun time of year. And those All-Star games start kicking up. There goes Max Mikolakis. Flew out to center field to end the first inning his last time up. Mikolakis came a home run short of the cycle in his first home game at Pioneer Park earlier this week. That was in the first strike 0-1. Once again, now Ray Berry taking over for Will Hunt. Had a leap for the injury. Back in the second inning. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Berry. That was shot off the foot of Mikolakis, 0-2. There he has given up two runs. One was earned. One of those was earned after the error, of course. And one hit. It's walk one batter. And two thirds of an inning of work. Trying to get his first strikeout of the evening. The 0-2 pitch. Fouled off. And the bat, Mikolakis. And Mikolakis stays alive. Mikolakis from Wayzata, Minnesota. Committed to the University of Arizona, where he'll be teammates with Cameron Laliberte next season. Here's the 0-2 pitch coming. Swung on and missed. So, four-pitch strikeout for Berry, his first of the day. Lock is 0-2. Doug Gleed will step in. Gleed, first pitch he swung at, and grounded out to the pitcher Hunt back in the second inning. So he looked to get going. Here, he's been playing third base a lot more for the Flyboys. First pitch, missed high 1-0. With the return of Brock Daniels and Dunkel Lee's been very good defensively. Got off of him somewhere, and Mikolakis has been very good at short, so third base has been his calling past few games. That one misses low, 2-0. Because you have Alex Diaz as well, who kind of rotates in at times, and then Jack O'Reilly, who's in the outfield today, can play the infield as well. 2-0 break ball, now 3-0. So good to have that option. We have guys who can rotate in kind of really anywhere, give some guys some rest, or if anybody gets injured or in a slump, you've got bodies that can fill some of those defensive spots. 3-0, that's a four-pitch walk to Gleed. So Gleed will reach, draws the one-out walk. Second walk of the game issued by Barry.
Next batter is catcher number 8, Avery Collins.
Avery Collins will step in. Collins drew a walk his last time up in the second. Came around the score. Off the double by Miles Smith. So Collins continuing his strong career at Boyce Cox Field. Despite not playing with State Liners, he has been able to reach and score to the netting 0-1. That game went 3-for-4. With 3 RBI is only other time playing in this stadium. 0-1 with Gleed at first base. Fires back to Barry to check on him, and Gleed's back in there safely. Like I said, still kind of cloudy. Sun trying to peek out a little bit for the last few hours. It will stay up in the air. Throw back to first and time. Tags the back of Gleed Desiderato. Gleed does not agree with that call. It was a bang-bang play. Gleed's picked off at first, and there's two outs. It was right bang-bang, and our vantage point looked like a tie at worst, but Arado got the tag on the back of Gleed, and now there's two outs. 0-1 to Collins, misses for a ball 1-1. So Barry with a successful pickoff. Looking to hold the Flyboys scoreless for the first inning of this ball game. 1-1. Chop foul and a chance for Barry to get out of the inning. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming from Barry to Collins. Two outs here in the top of the third. Fires, that one's high, 2-2. First inning, the Flyboys hadn't scored in this ball game. Up 7-5, up 7-2, up after scoring 5 runs in the second. 2-2 pitch. Off the end of the bat toward the berm and fouled off. Collins stays alive. Collins reaches. Pinkston is on deck. Pinkston was hit by a pitch and came around the score. Here's a 2-2 pitch from Barry. Swung on a miss. So Barry gets a pair of strikeouts, gets the pickoff, and faces the minimum for the first time today. Head to the bottom of the third. Climb back into this one. Down 7-2. We return to the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Swartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade. They have a high customer return rate and are BBB accredited. So give Schwartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
7-2 lead for the Flyboys here in the bottom of the third inning. And fans, Flyboys are at home for a 4 straight games to end the week. And whenever you're at Pioneer Park, you can stop by the concession stand and get yourself a nice, juicy Elm Helm hot dog. Elm Helm is the official hot dog of Greenville Flyboys. Not much that goes better with baseball than Elm Helm hot dogs. Flyboys, of course, will face Burlington in a 2-game set on Thursday and Friday, including Fireworks Friday, the last fireworks show of the season this Friday. There's tickets at flyboysbaseball.com. Then we'll face the Bristol State Liners again. So four games in 6 days against Bristol. They'll get to know each other very well. This is the first of a two-game set here in Bristol, and then two more games down in Pioneer Park, including a seven-inning contest on Sunday. Sunday's two teams met in a seven-inning game. It was a 16-4 win for the Fly Boys. Fly Boys knocked off Kingsport in a tiebreaker scenario on Sunday. And their first seven-inning win since that opening win of the season. Pitch from Yetter is in there for a strike to Sean Smith Jr. Smith Jr., his last time up, flew out toward right field. Get some offense going for the State Liners, down by five runs here in the bottom of the third. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Yetter. In the dirt, blocked by Collins, 1-1. John Smith Jr., a tall body out of Mississippi Gulf Coast Junior College. He has a great arm and probably would have gunned out Pinkston if Pinkston was still on third base, 1-1. That one gets in there for strike 1-2, but Pinkston had gotten up and already started running toward home. Left his teammate Spears Jr. having to throw it to home plate to try to get the out. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Yetter. Chopped over toward Farragut and goes foul. Yetter today after that tough first inning. He's only given up three hits, two runs, walked a pair. In his first start since June 15th against Princeton. Comes the 1-2 pitch from Yetter. Sean Smith Jr. up high. Smith comes out of the way, 2-2. Pitcher's just milling about in the bullpen for the Fly Boys. No in stretching yet. Already a pitcher warming up in the bullpen for Bristol, so maybe a big bullpen day for the State Liners. 2-2. Off the edge of the bat, fouled off, and Smith, John Smith Jr. stays alive. Looks like a warm night, not a lot of wind either. That flag toward left center field just slightly moving, if anything. That one misses. Now the count runs full. So John Smith, after being down 1-2, has battled back to a full count. Force Yetter to issue his third walk of the day. 2-3 inning yet. Here's the payoff pitch. Hit off the end of the bat. Will go down the right field line. Stays fair. Al Smith will round first base. O'Reilly picks up, fires towards second. The throw is in on a line, but way late. And that's a leadoff double. Sean Smith Jr. here in the bottom of the third inning. Here comes Aaron Graber. Graber had the two RBI double in the first that tied this ball game up at the time. Here we'll look to bring home another run, cut into this lead down 7-2 in the bottom of the third inning. Nobody out for Graber and the State Liners. Yetter checks on Smith. Now a fire to Graber is high for ball 1-0. 58 pitches, 32 strikes for Brian Yetter. So far in this one for two innings. Got some long at-bats. 1-0 gets in there for a strike, 1-1. Much different pace from the last time these two teams played a nine-inning game. That game lasted 2 hours and 2 minutes. One of the quickest nine-inning games in the Appy League, as Fly Boys had just four hits at a base runner reach in the top of the fourth inning. It didn't have a single base runner reach for the rest of the night. And a 3-0 loss to the State Liners. Grant, for measurement, they play a seven-inning game the next day. Fly Boys won 16-4. That game lasted 2.5 hours. So, yeah, quickly, State Liners were going in that one. 1-1. Check swing. They're going to see the Graber go around. Collins asked for an appeal. They'll say yes, he did, and that's 1-2 now. They say the last second Graber did go around on that one on the ball in the dirt. It's 1-2 to Graber. Yetter looking for his first strikeout and looking for the first out of the inning after a leadoff double by Sean Smith Jr. Yetter will get set. Gets a sign from Collins and fires. Chopped softly up the right field line. Picked up by Yetter. Flips the first base. And hey, whatever works as Graber's able to move Smith now 90 feet away into scoring position. A little hit off the end of the bat, kind of a check swing number down the line. Yetter runs over, flips over to Bishop, and now Sean Spears Jr. will step in. Anything to the outfield will score them the run and make it a four-run ball game. There's a big hole in the middle of the infield. Also one between shortstop and third. Hit right toward third, but goes foul. And luckily, Smith was able to duck out of the way of that one. That one would hit him. He would have been out 0-1. Spears today 0-1 with a fly out to left his last time up. Flyboys up 7-2 here, but a runner at third with just one out, the 0-1. Foul one, gets in there for a strike, 0-2. They're trying to hold the state liners off here and keep this a 5-run lead. Oh two, swung on, and that one's missed. That's first strikeout for Yetter. And there's now two away. Here in the bottom of the third inning, Brandon Nye steps in, flew out toward right in the first inning, and does that here. It ends the third inning. Keeps the state liners off the board. Keeps a 5-run deficit for Bristol. Ball, Yetter got him to chase. It's 0-1. Yetter looking to get out of jam for allowing the leadoff double. The 0-1. Hit off the end of the bat 0-2. And now Yetter strike away from back-to-back strikeouts getting out of the inning. The 0-2 with two outs here in the bottom of the third inning. We're at third base for the state liners. 0-2 from Yetter. Hit high and gets out of play just over our heads. There's one problem here with Wiscox Field. There's no little overhang of a foul netting, so gotta keep on your toes here in the press box for any foul balls. Elizabethan came here last. They had a couple come toward their way and have to make some quick reflexes. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Brian Yetter. Back-to-back strikeouts. Ends the inning and keeps the state liners off the board. Keeps it a 5-run lead for the Flyboys. We head to the top of the fourth inning. Flyboys up 7-2 here. Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky. But for others, it could open the door to so much more. With more than $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
State Lions go to the bullpen again this time. We'll look at a new pitcher. It's number 27, Nolan Mason. Mason just arrived here today for the State Liners. Mason, the commit to Daytona State College, play at Trinity Catholic High School down in Ocala, Florida. Mason makes his first appearance for the State Liners this season. Down 7-2, so no pressure for Mason here, making his first appearance in the Appy League.
Greenville Flyboys here in the top of the fourth inning. Left fielder number 11, Andrew Pinkson.
Close the door for Barry as Barry goes. 1-2 Ferris innings. There's a hit, two runs, only one of those were earned, walks two, and strikes out a pair. Andrew Pinkson will step in. First batter face Nolan Mason this season. Top of the fourth inning, 7-2 lead for the Flyboys here in Bristol. First pitch strike from Mason, 0-1. Beautiful sunset now as the rain has moved out and may come through late tonight, but by that point, baseball being played. Chopped over toward first. Picked up by Arado. That's what you got to do if you're really in these pitchers for the State Liners. You just got to get outs and keep the Flyboys off the scoreboard. You're down five and hope your offense can help you out. As Miles Smith steps on, and he has a single and a double today. And has also scored a pair of runs. Again, it's a guy that if he can get on base, he's liable to score at any time. Also has an RBI to his credit. Breaking ball missed from Mason, 1-0. And kind of the catalyst for that team is Miles Smith. Once he gets going, it seems like the rest of the offense follows. This is high 2-0. Again, he started off the game with a leadoff single, and then the Flyboys have gone up 7-2. Also brought home one of those runs in that second inning, with the Flyboys dropped five runs on the State Liners, 2-0. That one runs inside, now 3-0 from Mason. One of three new pitchers that arrived today for the State Liners. Again, it's just kind of been a rotation of healthy bodies, the State Liners this season. It's been a rough year, 3-0, that one misses, four-pitch walk. So Mason issues his first walk. Every State Liner pitcher has walked the batter. Smith reaches safely for the third time today. And there's one on with one out for David Bishop. Bishop has scored twice today. He has a double, an RBI double back in the first, and has drawn a walk. And then came around to score after that error by Arado. Which the ball plunked him in the head and rolled all the way to the outfield. Again, wiffle ball rolls, he's out. It's that one off the end. The bat hangs in the air. Going to be a tough play. And not on the run. Catch can't be made. Bishop's going to round first, heading to second. Rounding third. And up holding up at third is Smith. So that's a one out. Now there's runners in scoring position with just one out for Brock Daniels. That would have been a great play by the right fielder, Smith Jr., but could not quite make the catch on the run. There's still one, just one out for Daniels, who a pair of runs came in to score after he reached on an error. And then he came around to score himself off the RBI single by Doherty back in the second. Five runs, second inning for the Flyboys. One out, infield shifts in. That pitch misses way away, but the backstop is so small here at Bristol that Smith doesn't even advance. Wild pitch for sure from Nolan Mason. Anywhere else, really, I mean, probably not Johnson City. Don't see it as a similar size backstop, maybe a little bit bigger, actually. Runs coming home to score, but his backstop is so small that It was going to be a close play even for Miles Smith, who's probably the fastest player in the Appy League. The 1-0, that one misses high 2-0. Now, Appy League Pro Day on the 30-yard shuttle had the fastest time of the entire Appy League players, and that drew some scouts to talk to the UC Irvine Anteaters. Swung on and missed, 2-1. Smith finished his first year at UC Irvine out of the Big West Conference. He's been one of the stars for the Flyboys this season. 2-1, Brock Daniels hits that one to right field. It's going to keep going, going, and it will go just foul to the right of the foul pole. And it was just foul. That 310 number, it went to the right of that. Thought that one was going to ride on and get out of here, but kept pulling to the right and goes foul at the fencing. And for Brock Daniels, 2-2. Mason gets a strikeout, takes away the sacrifice with Ian Daugherty, who does have that RBI single to his credit. 2-2 pitch. High outside, count runs full. Mason looking to avoid issuing a walk to Daniels and loading the bases for Daugherty, who had his fifth home run of the season to tie up the ball game against Kingsport on Sunday, and it was one that just went off the glove of Nate Anderson. Payoff pitch, that one runs side, almost clips Daniels. He draws a one-out walk, and bases are loaded with one out for Ian Daugherty. Daugherty has that power to bust this game wide open. Had that RBI single earlier in this ball game. So, I think to the outfield will at least score Miles Smith. Possibly more. First pitch from Mason. Break ball misses. 1-0. Spike that one in the dirt. Daugherty 1-for-2 at 234 average. 1-for-2 today. 234 average. 806 OPS. Like I said, 5 home runs this season. Looking at the rest of the Appy League, Pulaski up 2-1 on Danville in the top of the fifth. Princeton up 2-1 on Johnson City in the bottom of the fifth. Burlington's exploded for 5 runs, up 5-0 on Bluefield in the top of the fifth. And Kingsport's up 4-2 on Elizabeth in the top of the fifth. Kingsport trying to snap a 4-game losing streak. 7-2 lead for the Flyboys here in the top of the fourth inning. Bases low of 1 out for Daugherty. A 1-0 pitch coming from Nolan Mason. Well outside, and it's 2-0. Now, how many pitchers the State Liners are willing to use? Remember, first day after an off day for both of these teams. 2-0 pitch. Swing will stay high in the infield. Infield fly roll, so Mason gets a clutch pop out towards second base. Now there's two away for Jack O'Reilly. O'Reilly grounded out to a double play his last time up, but also has a RBI double to his credit. So look to send one to the outfield, bring home at least one run here. My boys have the bases loaded with one out, and now bases loaded with two outs after the pop-up by Daugherty towards second base. First pitch from Mason. That one finds going to the strike zone, 0-1. Mason trying to come up clutch and get out of this bases loaded jam. 0-1. Almost as high. 1-1. If O'Reilly reaches, he has Mikolaikis on deck. He's 0-for-2 today. Mason will step off call time. Just an interesting stat about this batting order so far. We'll tell you about that after this pitch from Mason, the 1-1 to O'Reilly. Swung on and fouled, and now Mason a strike away. The top 5 batters in the batting lineup have all of the hits for the Flyboys today. Daugherty and O'Reilly with 1 each. Bishop and Smith with 2 each. Bottom 4 batters have yet to record a hit today. Collins and Pinkston have scored a run, however. Mason will step off, wipe some sweat from his face. It's 1-2 with two outs. Nolan Mason, bases loaded. Jack O'Reilly steps in. Here's the 1-2. Swung on a miss. Mason, big time performance. Gets out of the bases loaded jam with a strikeout and keeps the Flyboys off the board for the second straight inning. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Can the State Liners get back on the board and start to cut into this lead when we return? The Flyboys Broadcast Network.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their
phone. They call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Seven-two lead still for the Flyboys, but they loaded the bases, couldn't do anything with it.
First batter up for the State Liners here in the bottom of the fourth inning, the shortstop.
On top of the fourth inning is Ryan Taylor will lead off. The bottom of the fourth inning with the State Liners down 7-2. And this one, he had her out for fourth inning of work, it looks like. Squaring the bunt is Taylor and pulls it back after the ball. So the State Liners will try some small ball here. Now he's going to swing away. It's that one high into the air. Bishop looks for it in the bullpen of Greenfield. Has to tell some pitchers to get out of the way. It's bounced up top of the roof behind them. And it's caught off the bounce of the roof, but it doesn't count. It's caught by one of the pitchers, and it's 1-1. Bishop went over the fence earlier in the ballgame, back in the first inning, on the first batter he faced. And first batter out. Didn't quite make that play. Here's the 1-1 to Taylor, who looks to be swinging away now. Just outside, 2-1. One pitch from Yetter. That one's hit high into the air towards center field. Smith's going to charge in. Now Pinkston's going to call him off as it moves over toward left and makes the catch. There's one away.
And then for the State Liners, the catcher, number 17, Gage Adams.
Coming up, Gage Adams here. Adams grounded out to short his last time up. And a lot of these State Liners, it's kind of hard to keep up with and get to know some of these guys. They've been here so briefly at times. That one's ripped toward left field. It will get down. That's a one-out hit. Adams will round first, get towards second base, and it'll be there standing a one-out double. That is the third double of the day for the State Liners. Now they have something cooking with one out here in the top of the fourth inning. Well, the hits are very even. 7 runs off of 6 hits for the Flyboys. 2 runs off of 5 hits for the State Liners. So, the State Liners have been able to get the hits. They haven't been able to score. Granted, it's been just one big play, the RBI double by Graber back in the first inning is how the runs came across. As Tahir Mullins steps in, he drew a walk his last time up. First pitch almost clips him and misses for ball 1-0. Graham Bridey in the bullpen. Warming up for the Flyboys. This is pitch number 75 for Brian Yetter, trying to go at least 4 innings tonight. And this one, here's the 1-0 pitch. fouled off into the bat of Mullins. It's 1-1. Well, that rain has held off. Beautiful sunset toward left field. Yeah. A little bit of a breeze. It's cooled down a bit, but not a whole lot. Still very humid outside here in Bristol, Virginia. It's been a warm one, going to be a warm week as well here in the dog days of summer. And toward the end of the season already for the Appy League, just 3 weeks left. 1-1 pitch, misses outside, 2-1. Season runs, of course, until the first week of August, and August 9th is that championship game. Will be hosted by the East Division champion, which right now is the Burlington Sock Puppets. Season were to end today. Last year, Greenville hosted that championship game, one on a walk-off. 2 RBI double. Here's a 2-1 pitch from Yetter. Reaches for it, does Mullins. It's fouled off and remains 2-2. Tahir Mullins. And like I said, from Ivy Tech Community College in Indiana. Trying to get something going for the State Liners. Down 7-2 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Has a run on second after a one-out double by Gage Adams. 2-2 pitch. Shot foul, just got a piece of that one, did Mullins. Foul off toward the backstop. Mullins long at bat here. He's now on pitch number 6 of the at bat, looking to get something going for this State Liner offense. 2-2 pitch. That one misses low, and the count runs full. Yetter's burn now. This is pitch number 79 for Yetter in this ball game. As Bridey warms up in the bullpen, how long will Yetter stay in? With this 7-2 low pitch from Yetter. Reaches for those Mullins and fouls it off to stay alive. So Tahir Mullins doing a good job of staying alive and this at bat, trying to bring home his teammate Adams, who's at second base. Small but excited crowd have joined in to watch the State Liners play. Now at Boyce Cox Field in Virginia. Foul pitch number 2 coming from Yetter. Swung on, hit toward Daniels at second. Picks it up, fires to first. Productive for Mullins. And actually, Adams overran third at least for about half a step, but it's back in time. Productive ground out. Moves Adams 90 feet away. And now Blake Wood comes up. Woods reached both times. He's been up to bat today. Drew a walk in the first, came around the score, and then a single back in the second inning, but was stranded there to end the frame. He can reach the third time today with a hit. His second hit of the ball game, then he'd bring at least one run to score, you would think. First pitch to Wood and misses for a ball 1-0. 82 pitches for Brian Yetter. 3 2/3 innings. This is his first start, of course, since June 15th against the Princeton Whistle Pigs. Back at home. This is mostly the bullpen, 1-0. Well, outside gets by Collins, running home and coming in to score off the passed ball is Adams. It's now a 7-3 ball game. Ball just got by Collins, couldn't find it. He's filling with his catcher gear, trying to find it, and just enough room for Adams to come in and score. So Bristol scores their first run of the ball game since the first inning, and now down by just 4 runs, 7-3 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Now can Blake Wood reach and keep the inning going. 2-0, that one misses away. 3-0. Last two innings to keep Greenville off the board, and now a breakthrough on offense. 3-0 pitch. That one gets the – I thought that got in there, missed low. for a ball, so that's a four-pitch walk. Woods on base safely for the third time today, and Eric Arado will step up. Looking to continue the scoring for the State Liners. After the wild pitch by Yetter allows Adams to score, then a walk by Yetter. Has got Blake Wood staying at first base. 2 outs have been the problem at times for the Fly Boys. They struggled to get out of innings against the Axemen. And especially struggled against Burlington to not allow hits. Sockless. 2 out hits are a problem. That one missed outside. 5 straight balls from Yetter, 1-0. They're trying to go 4 innings, still in line for the win. Throws back to first, and Bishop can't get the tag on Wood, and he's back in there safely. Wood is the only player to reach all 3 times up to bat for the State Liners. Now one gets in there for a strike, 1-1. He's also the only batter to bat 3 times, except for Arado. This is fair to have bad of the ball game. 1-1 pitch. Nope, fires back. And almost got the heel. Bishop, that was kind of similar to that play. They got Dub Glead picked off at first back in the third inning, but just a little bit later. Misses 2-1. There gets set. Pitch number 89 of his outing. Hit off the end of the bat towards center field, and the catch is made by Smith. But pass the wild pitch. Files Adams to score after he gets the one-out double. State Liners cut the lead down to 4. Can Greenville respond? They haven't scored in the last 2 frames. See what happens here for the State Liners and the Fly Boys. We return to the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Fly Boys up 7-3 here in the top of the 5th inning. And fans, if you're at Pioneer Park this weekend, get yourself a nice, cold, refreshing Wicked Weed. Wicked Weed is the official craft beer of the Greenville Fly Boys. Since 2012, Wicked Weed's been pushing the envelope, crafting unique beers with bold flavors for the forward drinker. Find your new favorite on draft at Pioneer Park at your local East Tennessee retailer today. Max Mikolakis will step in as no one made with a strikeout his last time on the hill. His first appearance of the year for the State Liners in there for a strike, 0-1. Owen Mason, the 27th pitcher used by the State Liners this season. It's a rotation of bodies coming in for Bristol. That one breaks away and it's 1-1. Ricky Vaughn-esque pitch. Luckily, no one's on. It's 1-1. Mikolakis up for 2 today, looking to get going after he's had such a great start. Then, of course, had that 0-for-3 day against, or 1-for-4 day against Johnson City. That one misses high for a ball 2-1. Had a single toward the very end of the ball game. Back last week. The 2-1. This is outside 3-1, so looking on base for the first time tonight, every pitcher has walked at least one batter for the St. Louis. Grant Hunt went just 1 1/3. Barry went just 1 2/3, and already a pitcher warming up for the State Liners after Mason's gone just one inning. 3-1. Nicolaga swung on and misses that one. Now the count runs full. Skin the Flyboys have the bases loaded in the fourth and unable to score anything. Still holding on to a 7-3 lead. Payoff pitch to Mikolakis. Well, outside he draws the leadoff walk to start the fifth inning.
Except for the Flyboys, third baseman number 3, Dub Gleed.
Gleed will step in. Gleed was drew a walk back in the third inning, but was picked off by Ray Berry at first base. So see what happens here. If Glee can reach for the second time tonight, with Mikolakis staying at first base. Top of fifth, nobody out. 7-3 lead for the Flyboys. First pitch to Glee, misses high for a ball 1-0. Cam, after issuing a walk, issuing back to back walks. This is outside 2-0. He got the ground out, then got issued a walk to Miles Smith, a double to Bishop, a walk to Daniels, but then got the pop fly to second base from Doherty, and then the strikeout to O'Reilly as that one's hit foul by Gleed, 2-1. That one goes straight, it's gone, but fortunately it was well off to the left, living toward the Little League field behind Boyce Cox Field. Nice complex here. West Virginia used by Virginia High School for football and baseball. Now and misses high 3-1. Now Nolan Mason danger issuing back to back walks. With Avery Collins on deck. And already every single Flyboy has reached tonight. That one's high. Back to back walks have been issued by Mason. And there's runs at first and second with nobody out, and that might be it for Mason. There's another arm warming in the pen. That is it. So Nolan Mason goes just one inning, allows a hit, walks three, and strikes out one. Got that big-time strikeout with the bases loaded. That's it for Mason. So we have a new pitcher in for the State Liners again. And the Flyboys break through with some offense this time. I have runs at first and second. Nobody out for Avery Collins. New arm coming in for Bristol. We'll tell you all about it when we return. Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
Graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Fourth pitcher of the day already for the State Liners. And it's Jeremiah LeBron. And LeBron coming in for the first time for the State Liners this year from RCSJ Cumberland. If you're wondering, that name does sound familiar. It really does. It's Jeremiah LeBron. As made appearances for other teams. Jeremiah LeBron pitched for the Johnson City Doughboys earlier in the season. This is his first appearance with Bristol with Johnson City. LeBron had an 0-1 record, a 9 ERA. Went four innings, got two hits, five runs, four of those were earned. Hit three batters, walked six, struck out seven. This is the first time we've seen Jeremiah LeBron in a State Liners uniform this year. His last appearance for Johnson City was back on June 15th against Pulaski. Went just one inning, gave up a hit, walked two, and struck out three. Giving the hand of the loss and up. They're going an inning, one unfair inning, with two runs. Hit two batters, walked three, and struck out two. So I haven't seen LeBron in action for the Happy League and over a month now. First pitch of the State Liner hit by Collins. High toward right field. It's going to hang in the air. And it will get out of the ballpark. That's a three-run bomb for Avery Collins. First pitch he sees, sends it over the right field fence. It gets out of the ballpark, and the Flyboys are now up 10-3. Avery Collins, a three-run bomb. His second home run of the season. On the first pitch he sees in the top of the fifth inning, 10-3 lead for the Flyboys. Just like that, all the offense is back for the Flyboys. Tanko back up now by seven runs. First pitch to Pinkston. From LeBron, misses for a ball, 1-0. The 1-0 pitch to Pinkston, misses too. That's the first pitch Jeremiah LeBron threw as a State Liner. Hung it up in the air, and it goes over the right field wall. The bat of Avery Collins. That's why it's a 10-3 lead now, and still nobody out. But Pinkston goes over the head of LeBron on a liner back, and play can't be made with a shortstop. Ryan Taylor, he just overran it. And interesting to see what that's going to be ruled. They're going to rule an error. Ryan Taylor just overran the ball, so now an error allows Pinkston to reach, and now there's still nobody out in the top of the order coming up for the Flyboys, top of the fifth. We're back the first check on Pinkston. Pinkston's back in there safely. And the wheels could fall off here for the State Liners if they're not careful. Down 10-3 after that three-run bomb by Avery Collins. Pinkston reaches after the error by Taylor. That one's chopped by Smith. It gets through the hole at first base. Pinkston's going around second. Smith's going for second base. He is sliding in there. He has a double. His second double of the day. Smith has reached all four times he has been up to the plate. Pinkston moves to third base, and just like that, there are runners at second and third, still nobody out for David Bishop. That's the fifth double of the season for Smith. He's had two tonight. And the floodgates could open here if Bishop's able to reach. He has a pair of doubles tonight himself. This pair of runs scored. Nobody out, still in the top of the fifth inning. That one's chopped towards short. Taylor picks it up, fires toward first in time, but a run scores on the ground out by Bishop. It's now 11-3 lead. So the first out of the inning finally for the State Liners, but a run comes in to score. 11-3. Favor of the Flyboys, and Brock Daniels comes in with just one out, and Miles Smith at third. And it was Drew a walk to load the bases last time up with a strand at first. Then the inning, back in the fourth. That was in there for a strike, 0-1. Jeremiah LeBron's first pitch as a Bristol State liner went over the right field wall, and Avery Collins gets his second home run of the year. That one breaks outside, 1-1. LeBron's gone just one-third of an inning, giving up two hits, two runs. Two of those runs go to Mason as well. Swung on and missed. LeBron blows it right by. Daniels is 1-2. Starting to get some momentum back if you were the State Liners, especially after getting out of that base-loaded jam. Now it's all gone back to the Fly Boys, the 1-2. Breaking ball outside, 2-2. Two-two pitch coming. Daniels, they're going to say he got a piece of that one, caught in the glove of the catcher Adams, and that's a strikeout, so LeBron Powell's back to get a strikeout. It's first of the night, second time Daniels has struck out, and it's two away for Ian Doherty. Doherty popped up the second his last time up, and infield fly rule. He's unable to bring anybody home. Can he bring home Miles Smith, who stands at third base after his double earlier this frame? That ball gets in there for a strike. This finds the corner, 0-1. Are you looking to continue the offensive onslaught? Four runs in the top of the fifth. Breaking ball hit right up the middle toward LeBron. Going to be a tough play. LeBron picks it up, fires the first inning over. But the three-run blast by Avery Collins, and then the ground out by Bishop extended the lead to 8 runs for the Fly Boys. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Greenville up 11-3 here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Three lead now for the Fly Boys after scoring 4 runs in the top of the fifth, and now close the book for Brian Yetter. Now goes 4 innings of the 5 hits, the 3 runs, walks three and strikes out two as Graham Bridy steps in with an 8-run cushion for Bridy. Kind of can do whatever he wants now as he's. Brady 0-2 on the season, a 7.36 ERA, 18-1 third innings pitch, 20 hits, 19 runs, 15 of those earned. He's walked 18 batters and struck out 18. Sean Smith Jr. will step in. Last time we saw Brady was at Burlington on July 9th. Went 3 innings, just gave up just 2 hits. Last time we saw him on the road, gave up 2 hits, walked 1 and struck out 2. Sean Smith Jr. looks at first pitch strike. Against Elizabeth, then Bridie gave up 2 hits in 2 innings. Up a run, hit a batter, walked one, and struck out one. So, kind of an up and down week last week for Bridie. 0-1. Balance up in the bat towards center field, hangs in the air, and Smith makes the catch, one away. Brian, St. Charles Community College in Missouri. It was Aaron Graber. Graber had the two RBI double back in the first. That tied the game up at the time. Since then, my boys have exploded for five runs in the second, four in the fifth, taking an 11-3 lead. That pitch misses 1-0 as Brady's hat comes flying off. Very humid day for sure. Just because the sun has gone down, it is still warm in Bristol, Virginia. But 1-0 pitch. Hit off the end of the bat of Graver, 1-1. Well, we talked about high-scoring games. At Pulaski and Danville are 2-2. Johnson and Princeton are tied at 4-4, and Burlington and Bluefish are tied at 6-6. Kingsport is up 4-3 on Elizabethton. So every game's been close, really, except for this one. 1-1 off the end of the bat, 1-2. And this one was 2-2 in the first inning, after the first inning. But since then, just fly boys up now, 11-3. But again, plenty of time for the State Liners. You've seen the fly boys, unfortunately, have blown some pretty big leads this season. They have blown 4 6-run leads this year, the 1-2. Breaking ball fouled off. Brighty, good pitch, but Graver's able to get a piece of it and stay alive. This includes a game against Danville. It wasn't a 6-run lead, it was a 4-run lead, up 5-1. Lost that game 12-5. So Otterbots are able to come back and win that one. 1-2. And the dirt gets away from Collins, 2-2, as Graver holds off on that one. Bristol had, of course, that game against Burlington. They were up 7-6 on the Sock Puppets. Unfortunately, ended up falling 13-7. Late in that one, ball, they're going to get a massive upset, and unfortunately could not finish that one. That one's fouled off, stays 2-2. And now Elizabethan's tied it with Kingsport. See if four games now, and this is the lone one that's kind of a stinker if you're looking for entertainment value. 2-2 for both teams, and almost called by the first base coach, Xavier Paul. Can't quite make the play. Has been entertaining, though, that 3-run blast by Avery Collins. And Bristol's had some. Bristol has a ton of. Has three doubles tonight. They just haven't been able to score. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Foul one. Just misses. Brody falls strike three, but the count runs full. Just misses the knees of Graber trying to get on base for the second time today. Here's the payoff pitch from Brody. Out the end of the bat toward left field. It's going to hang in the air, going to keep going. Pinkston catches it at the warning track. There's two away. Double adjustment for Pinkston over in left field. And now Will Spears Jr. steps up with two outs. Flyboys looking for their first 1-2-3 inning of the day. Hard to believe when you see a score 11-3, you're probably thinking, wow, the defense must have been, or at least the offense has been struggling at times. This offense has done well for Bristol. First pitch, that one misses for a ball, 1-0. It's been the long at bats. They've drawn three walks today, and the wild pitch allowed another run to score. So Bristol's been able to get on. They've been able to take advantage for the most part. 1-0. Outside 2-0. Or Fly Boys have been able to make some enough plays to keep the State Liners off the board. 2-0 pitch to Spears Jr. Held in the bat foul, 2-1. Spears Jr. tonight is 0-2. Out the left and struck out. Struck out in the third inning. It was one out. A run at third base. The State Liners couldn't bring him home to score. 2-1, swung on a miss. Deuce is wild now. A run, if that would have been brought in, would have made it at the time 7-3. And thinking away that early, it would have been 7-4 before that blast by Collins. So, chance to stay in this ballgame. 2-2 pitch. In the dirt. picked up by Collins. Now the count runs full, second straight batter. Brighty's still looking for his first strikeout and looking for a 1-2-3 inning. He's able to do so against Burlington. Keep the Fly Boys in that game. They lost 11-5. Payoff pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three, Graham Brighty. First strikeout of the day, a 1-2-3 inning. Fly Boys keep the State Liners off the board. We head to top of the sixth. Can that Fly Boy offense explode again? Extend this lead up by 8 runs. We return to Fly Boys Broadcast Network.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Top of the sixth inning. Fly Boys up 11-3 on the Bristol State Liners. After they've exploded for 5 runs in top of the second and 4 runs in top of the fifth. And still plenty of time. Fly Boys will score some more runs. And fans, one of the toughest decisions you can make. That's why McCray Real Estate Group is here to help. Their team of experienced agents will guide you in every step of the real estate transaction. They take care of every detail, so there's no need to stress. Why would you ever take a chance? Call the McCray Real Estate Group at 423-794-9866 or visit them online at easttennesseehomesource.com. Also find them on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Jack O'Reilly will step up to lead off the top of the sixth inning, and O'Reilly struck out. The bases loaded his last time up to end the fourth inning. Right now, a leadoff looking to continue this scoring outburst by the Fly Boys. So they are now up 11-3. Jeremiah LeBron's first pitch breaking ball misses. It's 1-0. Boys offense with the double-digit runs. Looking to see how many times they've had that this season. Well, the month of June, when the Fly Boys really started to get hot at that 5-game winning streak, they still didn't score double-digit runs until they scored double-digit runs against Bristol June 5th, 16-4. That's the most runs they've, the second most runs they've scored this season. Hit off the end, the bat hangs in the air, and that one will be caught for out number one. Scored 17 against Kingsport on June 23rd, 11 against Elizabethton on June 25th. Scored 10 against Johnson City on July 2nd, 12 against Johnson City on July 3rd. And that's the last time they had scored double-digit runs at the Fly Boys until tonight. And one, they have won every single game they have scored double digits in as Max Mikolakis steps in. And it's in there for a strike, 0-1. Mikolakis drew a walk his last time up, carrying the score off the home run by Collins. 0-1 pitch to Mikolakis is low for ball 1-1. That's slightly cooled down, about 76 degrees. Pretty warm. And not a whole lot of wind, not any wind at all here in Bristol. Held in the bat and fouled, 1-2. Similar to Pioneer Park, Boys Clarksville kind of sits a little bit in a valley, not as deep as one Tuscaloosa Pioneer Park sits in. It has some Of course, that's the football stadium to our right, Lilly Field to the left, and a little park in center field and the main road over behind right field. Mikolakis revs that one up the middle. That's going to go for a one-out single. That's the first hit of the day for Maddox Mikolakis. Second time he's reached today. He gets some cheers from the dugout and has a run on first with one out for Dove Gleed. Gleed, Pinkston, and Daniels are the only batters for the Flying Boys that have not recorded a hit tonight. But every single batter has reached for the Fly Boys. Only batters that have not scored a run for the Fly Boys tonight are Ian Daugherty and Jack O'Reilly. They both have RBIs, however. They just haven't been able to score themselves. So, Gleed has drawn a pair of walks, however. He's reached all three times with the bat. This is for a ball and, pardon me, he grounded out. Pardon me, he grounded out to the pitcher back in the second inning, so. Not recorded a hit tonight and drawn walks back-to-back times and scored a run off that Collins home run. 1-0 pitch to Gleed. That one gets in there for a strike, 1-1. Collins on deck, and that was the first pitch. Jeremiah LeBron, the Bristol State liner this season, and Collins looking for a ride over the right field fence. 1-1, that one's tipped foul by Gleed. That ball got out here at 97 miles per hour, 28.8 degree launch angle, 404 feet. Collins, his second home run of the season. So 1-2 pitch from LeBron. Not going to fire. Check on Mikolakis. And Mikolakis will slide in safely. It's a warm night here in Bristol, Tennessee, Bristol, Virginia, just over the state line from Tennessee. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball hit high in the air. Will go foul toward the crowd and gets out. Oh, we had the first of the four games were tied. Last time we checked in, now Kingsport's broken that tie of Elizabethan up 5-4 in the bottom of the sixth. Pulaski and Danville still tied in the bottom of the seventh. John C. Preston still tied top of the seventh at 4 runs. And Burlington Bluefield tied at 6 runs in the bottom of the seventh. That'll be a big win for the Ridge Runners. The 1-2. Breaking ball misses from LeBron, 2-2. If Jeremiah LeBron gets 2 more outs. He is the first pitcher tonight for the State Liners to go 2 innings. A rotation of pitchers out of the bullpen for Bristol. 2-2 pitch. That one skips away from the catcher Adams, and Mikolakis will walk on the second off the pass ball. Count runs full to Gleed. Of course, Will Hunt got hurt early in the game, and not sure exactly what the injury was. It was grabbing a shoulder until he was taken out. And hopefully everything's okay. Barry went 1 2/3 innings. Mason went just 1 inning. LeBron's gone an inning and a third. He gets 1 out. He ties for the State Liners pitching staff. Payoff pitch coming from LeBron to Gleed. Sets fires. Hit off the end of the bat high into the air. Shallow right field. Is caught. Mikolak is going to tag up. The throw, the third. Actually, that's a great throw. Mikolak has to run back, and there's 2 outs. What about the arm of Smith Jr. and showed it off there to hold Mikolak is at second. So here comes Avery Collins. Had the home run his last time up. Blew this game open at 10-3 at time. Now 11-3 ball game. Looking for some more runs here. This is the Greenville native. He's 2-for-2 with 3 RBI, a run. Pardon me, he's 1-for-2 with 2 runs scored as that ball gets by him. 1-for-2, 2 runs scored, 3 RBI. That came with that home run and has drawn a walk. Also struck out once today. Nikolakis at second after the one-out single. There's a 1-0 pitch that gets in there for a strike, 1-1. Top of the sixth inning, so still plenty of time for the State Liners, but they've got to have scoreless innings from their defense. Once again, they had two straight, were able to score one run during that stretch, the 1-1. Allen gets in there for a strike, 1-2, and LeBron a strikeout away from getting out of the inning. One-two pitch coming from LeBron to Collins. Sets, fires, break ball misses outside, 2-2. Jeremiah LeBron, 32 pitches. We're getting ready for his 32nd pitch. Giving up the home run, gave up another run off the ground out by Bishop. That's going to settle it in pretty nicely. 2-2 pitch, runs full. Collins reaches, Pinkston stands on deck. Pinkston has reached twice. Once was hit by a pitch, once on an error, and scored both of those times. Here's the payoff pitch to Collins. Well outside, and that's two-out walk drawn by Avery Collins. And now runners at first and second.
Andrew Pinkston.
For Andrew Pinkston. Miles Smith stands on deck, who has been 3-for-3 and has drawn a walk. He's reached four times to base today, has scored two runs, and has an RBI. You want to get this out for sure, not to face the top of the order. If you're the State Liners, that one gets in the corner for a strike, 0-1. It's past 9:09 p.m. here. Bristol, Tennessee, top of the sixth inning, 0-1. Check swing, and off the end of the bat, Pinkston now 0-2. LeBron, a strikeout away. Or strike away again from getting out of the inning. Turns at first and second, two outs. And 0-2 count, top of the sixth. The pitch is high, 1-2. 11-3 lead for the Flyboys here. Top of the sixth inning. Flyboys have won every single game they have scored double-digit runs in, including a 16-4 win over Bristol earlier in the year. The 1-2 off the end of the bat fouled, and Pinkston stays alive. First of a two-game set between these two clubs. Then they'll have a break from each other later in the week, and then they'll play two more games at Pioneer Park on Saturday and Sunday. 1-2. It's outside, deuces wild to Pinkston. Pinkston extend this lead here, or the State Liners hold. 2-2 pitch. Well, outside again. Now if there's 0-2, as Pinkston's battled back to run the count full. Third straight batter with a full count for the Flyboys. Runner's going to take off. That one shot foul. All the runners will have to reset. Still tied in top of the eight for that Danville-Pulaski game. Also tied in top of the eight, Burlington Bluefield at 6 runs apiece. Preston and Johnson City tied 4 runs apiece, heading to the bottom of the seventh inning. Kingsport now of 6-4, Elizabethan top of the seventh. So they go back and forth in that one. Payoff pitch number two. Hit up towards short, gets by the umpire. Throw the first is well wide, but not in time. And a run's going to score. Umpire in the field, a duck out of the play. Hard slide in the second by Collins. And the throw was high. Allows a run to come in. Now 12-3, and now down is the shortstop, Ryan Taylor. It's Taylor with his second error of the night. More importantly, you hope he's okay. That was a tough play for Taylor at the He tried to tag second. By the time he got to second base, Collins had slid into second. And then the throw was high to first base and allowed Pinkston to reach. So Pinkston reaches on the second time on an error tonight. That's just a tough break for the State Liners. And looks like Taylor's going to stay in. So now a 12-3 lead for the Fly Boys. After Maddox Mikolakis comes in to score off the error. Now to the top of the order. With two outs for Miles Smith, who's reached all four times today. He has runners at first and second. It actually looks like Taylor is going to be taken out of the game. So that's the second injury of the night for Bristol. You really hate to see that for sure. And so some changes being made for the State Liners. They're going to move somebody to second and move some players around, so we'll get you the updates here as soon as we can as they move some players to second and the short. Anyway, Ma Smith comes in with two outs. A run has been scored. That one missed for a ball 1-0. So, again, back two injuries tonight for Bristol. That's been a tough one for sure. I believe what they've done is moved Mullins to shortstop now. And that ball gets away from the catcher Adams. It's 2-0. Everybody's going to advance 9 feet. They have moved Mullins to shortstop. And Luke Francisco, number 64, of Carson Newman, goes to second base. So Francisco is the substitution for Taylor. He's at second base now. Now runners at second and third after the pass ball. Wild pitch is allowed. Runners move up 90 feet. 2-0 with two outs to Smith. Smith hits that one over to second base, and Francisco boots that one to the outfield. Run's going to score. No run's going to come in. It's a 14-3 lead off the air by Francisco. Back-to-back errors by the State Liners. Have scored three total runs. 14-3 lead for the Fly Boys, and the inning continues for Bristol. Had it tied at two runs apiece, and then got down 7-2, and since then, just not been able to climb back into this one. It was David Bishop. He grounded the short his last time up. But it was an RBI ground. That score run made 11-3. Actually, pardon me. They're going to change that. It's not Mullins, so Mullins is not playing short. It is actually Matthew Puello. Is at shortstop, and Mullins is out now for Francisco. Francisco is at second base. Well, this is Love, 3-0. I believe Mullins is at short. Trying to figure out who exactly is at short. But the error is on Francisco at second base. He comes in. And I believe they moved Mullins over to shortstop. There's a 3-0 pitch. Now to Bishop with Smith over at first, two outs. That one misses and a walk. And the inning continues. 14-3 lead for the Fly Boys. Bristol had two outs. It looked like they were going to get out of this inning, but just could not. Still have not been able to get out of the inning. So Brock Daniels swings and misses at that one. It's 0-1. If Daniels and Doherty reach, the Fly Boys will bat around. The 0-1 pitch. Coming to Daniels, who struck out his last time up on a foul tip. Off the end of the bat, now 0-2. And again, down to an 0-2 count before he reached on the error. Back-to-back errors have allowed the Fly Boys to score three runs. First error by Taylor, and the error by Francisco. Here's the 0-2 pitch coming. Breaking ball misses, and it does miss. 1-2, it was going to be the late strike for recall. Well, the umpire is standing. Only 9 hits today for the Fly Boys with 14 runs. But the 4 errors by Bristol has helped out for sure. Daniels gets a piece of that one up in the air toward right field. It's going to get down. Smith's rounding third. Bishop's going to go to third base. An RBI single by Daniels. 15-3 lead. First hit of the day for Brock Daniels.
Designated hitter
number 45, Ian Doherty. So Ian Doherty will step up, and I think that's going to do it for Jeremiah LeBron. So LeBron, we were talking about, he'd be the first pitcher to go two innings, and nope, he's stuck on that 1 2/3. As the wheel of pitchers continues for the State Lions. We'll tell you more about the new arm for Bristol. Top of the sixth inning, Fly Boys have scored 4 runs with back-to-back innings and are now up 15-3. Tell you more about the new arm for the State Lions when we return to Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Six, 15-3 lead.
Attending San Diego City College, number 20, Nicholas Califo.
As a new pitcher for the State Lions, their fifth of the day. And Nicholas Califo is in. Now, San Diego City College. So Nick Califoot comes in the pitch and just needs to get out of this inning. And two outs for a while, and now Ian Doherty steps up with runners at the corners, two outs. After an RBI single by Brock Daniels, made a 15-3 lead in the top of the sixth inning. Pitch from Califoot gets in there for a strike, 0-1. Califoot this season has an 0-1 record, a 5.52 ERA. This is with Bristol. 14 2/3 innings. That one's hit through the middle infield. That's an RBI single for Doherty. And another run scores. 5 runs this inning for the Fly Boys, and they're up 16-3. And back-to-back RBI singles. I've allowed another runner to score. And now Jack O'Reilly, who started off this inning, flying out the second field. Well, flying out the second base, pardon me. There were, at the end, the bat hangs in the air. Going to be a tough play. And catch can't be made off the glove of Smith Jr. Another run scores. 2 runs are going to score. That's a 2 RBI double. 7 runs in the inning. As the Fly Boys are just going to town right now. And are up 18-3. top of the sixth inning. Inning still has not ended. All of these runs have come with two outs. There were two outs for Avery Collins when he stepped up and earned at second base. Now Max Mikolakis, who had a single his last time up earlier in the inning, swings and misses that one 0-1. So the wheels have completely come off for the State Liners, down 18-3, top of the sixth inning. See what the response will be for State Liners. That one's in there for ball 1-1. The two errors, and of course now, this back-to-back RBI singles and the two RBI double by O'Reilly. Blown this one wide open. Swing and a miss, now 1-2. Every single flyboy has recorded a hit except for Gleed and Pinkston. Every single flyboy has scored a run except for O'Reilly, who stands at second base. One, two to Mikolakis. It's misses low, 2-2. Smith, Bishop, Collins, and Pinkston have scored three runs each. Seven runs here in top six, 11 unanswered runs for the Flyboys in this one. 2-2 pitch. Off the end, the bat goes foul. Out of play. 18-3. This is the most runs scored this season by the Flyboys. Scored 17 in that 17-14 win over Kingsport. Scored 16 in a 16-4 win. The most runs scored this by Bluefield. That was also against Bristol. 2-2. Hit the right field. It gets down to the outfield. And that's a two-out single, and Mikolakis' second single of the inning. They're going to hold O'Reilly at third base, so runners at the corners still with two outs. All of these runs, again, seven runs scored with two outs here in the top of the sixth inning for the Flyboys. Dub Gleed steps in. He flew out to right field, and at that point there was two outs. Ball, okay, it's going to be a quick inning for State Liners. That one misses outside of 1-0. Then a walk, the error, error, walk, single, single, double, single. Seven runs later. Runs at the corners, two outs. 1-0, ripped by Dub Gleed toward left field. It gets down. O'Reilly's going to jog into home. Mikolakis is going to run to third base. That is a two-out RBI double. Flyboys are up at 19-3. They've scored eight runs in the top of the eighth. And with O'Reilly scoring, every single Flyboy has scored at least one run today. Looking to continue this inning is Avery Collins. 19-3, eight runs in the top of the sixth, two outs. Swing and a miss by Collins, 0-1. Don't believe the Flyboys scored 20 runs at all last season. They still have three innings to work with. Up 19-3. 14 hits, 0-1. Swing and a miss, 0-2. And a strikeout would mercifully end the inning for the State Liners. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Calhoun. Swing and a miss, three pitch, three strikes, and mercifully the inning finally ends for the State Liners, but not before the Flyboys score eight runs in the top of the sixth. They lead it 19-3. A lot of work needs to be done for the State Liners in this one. See if they can do so when we return to Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation, together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
...19-3 lead for the Flyboys here. And it looks like we have some defensive changes. Aiden Canaday is playing first base now, I believe. He is. So Aiden Canaday's at first base. I believe we have a new second baseman. It is. It is. Let's see if it's Will Brown. Sure, yes. Will Brown is at second base. Mikolaj is still at short, I believe. Looks like Glove Gleed is in third base. And looking around, there's still some changes that we'll figure out for you. But Brown at second base. Canaday at first base. Looks like the outfield's different. So Sailor's in right field. As well, I believe. As now Eli Young steps in. He's designated hitter, so he replaces Brandon Nye. So a lot of changes happening here between both those teams. Eli Young pinch hitting now. Face of Graham Brighty, swing and a miss. So one Young batting 156 on the year. And, of course, Young, one of those players that hasn't been here too long. This is... He's been here a pretty good bit, actually. He's very, very at bat of the season, 10 games. Allen misses outside, 1-1. Trying to see if everybody in the outfield is exactly the same. We, will, like I said, believe Kian Saylor's in right. Can't quite tell from here. There's the 1-1. It's sky high into the air. Collins will look for it at the wall, and it will get out of play. 1-2. 8 runs in the top of the 6th inning. All came with 2 outs. 12 unanswered runs has made this a 19-3 ball game. Favor of the Flyboys. The 1-2 pitch coming from Brighty. Swung up high into the air. Brighty's going to let everybody chase it off, and that will be caught by Aiden Canaday. And so Canaday at first base makes the catch. Kian Saylor is in right field. Shamar Dalton's in center field now. As big-time changes for this offense, believe. Just Gleed, Mikolakis, Collins, and Pinkston, I believe, is in left. Only player still out there that started the ball game is Luke Francisco. Had an error last inning. This is high 1-0. Francisco moved to second base to replace Taylor. 1-0. Fouled off and caught by Collins. 1-1. This is a 1-1 pitch with one out. In the dirt, Mr. Brighty, 2-1. Well, if you're the Flyboys, you can do whatever you want. You're up by 16 runs. Here's a 2-1 to Francisco. That one's in there for a strike, 2-2. Just go with the error plan. Looking to get something going with the bat. That took a lot for the... St. Lions get back into this one. This is the way. Count runs full. This is how you start. Just got to get somebody on the base. 3-2 pitch coming from Brighty to Francisco. Brighty sets, and he will deliver. Hit up the middle right toward Brown. Diving stop is made. Will Brown with the catch. And there's now. 2 away. So Young flies out to the first base. Francisco lines out toward Brown, and now Gage Adams will step in. Adams has a double and came home to score. Back in the fourth inning, which feels like a lifetime ago, and at that point it was just a 7-3 ball game. There's then 12 unanswered runs for the Fly Boys. First pitch hit off the end of the bat, and it's 1-1. So the batting now just 061, but Francisco looking to build off a solid tenure of Carson Newman Eagles here in Bristol. 1-1 swung on and missed. Ethan Goforth played for the Bristol Pirates, drafted by the Pittsburgh system, and now is coaching in the Pirates minor league system. So having a great career. Just a new pitch from Bridie. This is high, deuces wild to Adams. Of course, this Ethan Goforth's brother, Luke Goforth, also plays for the Eagles. His teammates with Luke Francisco just down the road had a solid season again, but just came up short in the SAC baseball tournament. 2-2 pitch. This is high. Count runs full. Second straight batter. So see what Adams can do here after battling back in this one. Here's the payoff pitch from Bridie. Just got a piece of it that Adams and stays alive. Well, Johnson City's exploded for 5 runs. They're now up 9-4 on Princeton in the bottom of the 8th. Kingsport is up 6-4. The base is low on Elizabethan, bottom 7th. Lasking out 3-2 on Danville, bottom 8. Payoff pitch number 2. Hit toward the left field. Running back, looking forward, and he'll go over the head of Pinkston. Rounding first base is Adams, looking for a second double of the day. He'll stop at second. That's a 2-out double for Adams. First hit given up by Bridie. That's what you got to do to get back into this ball game. If you're Bristol, got to get hits anyway. You can get on base. 6 of the day for the State Liners. And it is now a new batter for the State Liners, number 30, Matthew Puello. So Puello was playing shortstop the last inning. Matthew Puello, who was a member of the developmental squad, will step in. He's not recorded a hit this season yet for the State Liners. First pitch is fouled off 0-1. Puello. This is an 11th at bat. Has scored a run and has drawn 1 walk. That's the only time he reached, but he's able to score. If he can reach here, it would help tremendously for the State Liners' cause. That one gets in there for a strike 0-2. Puello from Fairleigh Dickinson College up in New York. 0-2 out, double by Adams. Swing and a miss. 3 pitches, 3 strikes. Graham Bridie blows right by him. And the State Liners are unable to make a dent in the scoreboard. At the top of the 7th. Flyboys up 19-3. They extend their lead again. We return the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
19-3 lead for the Fly Boys. We head to the Calafoot out there to work for the State Liners. It's been a rough night for sure. 12 unanswered runs. Andrew Pinkston steps in to lead off the seventh inning. He reached on an error his last time up, not allowed two runs to score, and started the scoring outburst. Now it's a first pitch strike, Calafoot 0-1. Also came around the score himself that inning. 0-1 is hit off the end of the bat toward left field, but will go foul toward the bullpen of Bristol, 0-2. Every single Fly Boy has scored a run. Every single Fly Boy has a hit, except for Andrew Pinkston. He has reached three times today, twice on errors, once on a hit by pitch. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Calafoot gets his second strikeout of the ball game. Gets one away. So Pinkston still looking for his first hit of day as now Shamar Dalton steps in for the first time today. Replace Miles Smith as the center fielder the last inning, and Smith will finish the day 3-for-4 with three hits, an RBI, and three runs scored. Dalton steps in the leadoff. Arton steps in with one out. That one misses for a ball, 1-0. This is a 1-0 pitch from Calafoot. That one gets in there for a strike, 1-1. Dalton, of course, was a guy that was on a 10-day contract, and then he played so well to start the season. Kept him on the staff, and he has done well defensively and with the bat this year, 1-1. That one misses for a ball, 2-1. And with 13 runs scored, 15 RBI. 2-1 pitch. Chopped foul, and it's 2-2. I don't know, North Carolina A&T at that Appy League Pro Day had a great showing. Had a couple of home runs in BP, and also gunned out, had a great showing throwing from the outfield. 2-2. Swung on and missed. Calafoot back to back strikeouts. Actually, pardon me, that's now three straight strikeouts.
Number 14, Aiden Canada.
For Calafoot. Now Aiden Canada steps in. Canada came back in on defense that last inning, and he's playing at first base for Bishop. So Bishop finishes the day 2-for-3 with three runs scored, two RBIs, and draws two walks. On this outside, 1-0. This season, Canada batting 250 on the year. 13 runs scored. 13 RBI. It's enough for a strike, 1-1. It's 21 hits on the season, including six doubles. 363 on base percentage as well. So Canada efficient at getting on base. 1-1 rips that one. That one's down. 15th hit of the day. First for the Fly Boys, first of the day for Canada. He reaches with a two-out single.
How about number 23?
For Will Brown. Will Brown came back to the team after missing about a month due to an injury. He's done well this week in his time back. And got that average up to 260. He looks at that first pitch strike 0-1. It's four RBI this season and 10 runs scored. So 13 hits. Allen misses outside. We're a three on base percentage as well for Will Brown. Again, granted, he missed a lot of time due to that injury, but has done well in coming back. 1-1. Allen, let's see if he went around. They'll say Brown did, and now it's 1-2 as it's called a strike. So 1-2 count, two outs. Kyle Foote looking for his third strikeout of the ball game. Of the inning, pardon me. The 1-2 pitch. Hit off the end of the bat. Brown stays alive and still 1-2. Looks like Canyon Brown is on deck now, so he's going to go in that designated hitter spot if he's able to reach. 1-2. This is high, 2-2. Two-two pitch coming. Brown hits it over to first, picked up by Arado. Walks to the first base, ends the inning. So a two-out single for Canada. Flyboys can't score. They have 15 hits today. Head to the bottom of the seventh inning. It's time to stretch in Bristol. Bristol wants to try to stretch their offense, get some runs back when we return to Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
The way I describe it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't because I thought I could call him later that week.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Flyboys up 19-3, heading to the bottom of the seventh inning. Defensive change again. Alex Diaz is now at shortstop for the Flyboys. And now pitching is Carson Jacobs. Closed door on Brighty. Goes two innings, is with a hit. Strikes out two, but doesn't give him any runs. And didn't really have to. Flyboys have scored 12 unanswered to take a 19-3 lead. Carson Jacobs this season coming up and down a bit at times on a 1-2 record, 12-12 ERA. Has one save on the season, 16 and a third innings pitch. 22 hits, 24 runs, 22 of those earned. He's given up 5 home runs, unfortunately. He's hit 7 batters, walked 13, struck out 20. His last appearance against Johnson City and part of that abysmal 8th inning where the Flyboys gave 8 runs. Went two-thirds of an inning, a hit, 2 runs off that grand slam by Marmo, and walked 1 batter. Got his first start of the year back on July 9th, in which he went just a third of an inning, 6 hits, 7 runs, hit 2 batters, and struck out 1. So I'm going to calm down here as Blake Wood steps in. Wood's been a bright spot for this offense. He's reached all 3 times he's been up to bat today. He's drawn a pair of walks as a single and a score of a run. He's been about it for the offense for the State Liners. First pitch from Jacobs is hit foul back to the netting, 0-1. Still got a ways to go in this one. Bottom of the seventh inning, a 19-3 ball game. It's been a tough day for the State Liners. They have 3 runs off of 6 hits and 4 errors. Flyboys have 19 runs off of 15 hits, no errors. Of course, basically an all-new team out there right now, 0-1. So we'll go and miss, 0-2. Dub Gleed, Avery Collins, and Andrew Pinkston are the only 3 players still in the ballgame that started this contest all the way back at 7 o'clock. And Ian Doherty is even going to be replaced too at the DH spot by Canyon Brown, who was up to bat before the last inning ended. 0-2 pitch from Jacobs. Misses away, 1-2. Good thing is, Flyboys can do whatever you want right now by 16 runs and have 9 outs to work with. State Liners have got to get something going to get back into this one. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And this is high from Jacobs, 2-2. Warm night in Bristol, and some fans have stuck around to support their State Liners. Got some Flyboy fans really enjoying this one. 2-2 pitch. This is high. Count runs full. So wherever you're listening from, you're enjoying this ball game as Five boys look there in their 20th win of the season. Scored 19 runs most of the season for the Fly Boys. Again, most runs scored this year were by Bluefield. They scored 22 earlier in the year. Payoff pitch from Jacobs. Hit out the middle towards center field. Dalton can't make the catch, so leadoff single for Wood. He reaches base safely for the fourth time tonight. His second hit of the ball game. And gotta get something going if you're the State Liners. Arado comes in, had a single back in the first, came around to score. In a game at one point that was tied at two runs apiece. 19-3 lead for the Fly Boys right now. To Blake Williams, a leadoff single in the bottom of the seventh. Arado steps in. That one gets in there for a strike 0-1. Arado has not reached since that first inning. As a pair of flyouts to end the second inning and ended the fourth inning. It's the last time the last time the State Liners scored. 0-1. Well outside. Well, Fly Boys do have a pretty small roster as well. Not as many people as they've had before, so interesting to see who all will come in and play. Looks like probably Pinkston's probably going to stay out there all night in the outfield. Outfield position's kind of slim pickings at times. Balance off the end of the bat toward the bullpen. Plenty of room for Cleed, but he watched to get to the stands. And I believe, basically, the only player that can come in, the only other player that could come in would be Cameron Laliberte. That's available tonight. So, yeah, just Laliberte and Canyon Brown, and only two hitters have not seen that batter or been on the field yet for defense, and Brown was on deck, so I wonder if Laliberte will come in at all. He is in the bullpen catching today, though, so probably not. 1-2, that one skips by, almost hits Arado, gets out of the way, 2-2. Jacob Willett was added to the roster today. The Greenville, Tennessee native plays at Tusculum University. Also, Christopher Gronemans from Veldhoven, Netherlands, plays at Genesee CC Community College up in New York. Two new pitchers in. 2-2 pitch. That one runs and hits Arado in the foot. As Jacobs misfires on that one. So the first two batters have reached for the State Liners here. In the bottom of the seventh inning. So. Smith, Jr. And it doesn't hurt you as bad if you're the Fly Boys now by 16 runs. But again, Fly Boys did allow 8 runs in one inning last week. And now another player for the State Liners may be banged up here as Arado's getting looked at by Maria Mueller, the trainer for the Fly Boys. Looks to be okay, and he's going to stay in the game. We have had two injured State Liners today as well, so everybody's okay. Will Hunt left early due to an injury, and also Ryan Taylor left due to an injury back in the. Here comes Sean Smith Jr. 1-for-3 today. Breaking ball misses high from Jacobs, 1-0. Laliberte is in that bullpen catcher role today, so probably the only bat that could come in that we wouldn't see. Again, Brown possibly coming in for that DH spot. Diaz in at shortstop now. The 1-0 pitch from Jacobs. That one gets in there for a strike, 1-1. The top four batters in this lineup have 5 of the hits today. Adams has 2 hits. That's it for the State Liners. That one's chopped foul. 1-2. Now, Knight went 0-2 with a strikeout. Taylor went 0-2. Francisco's 0-1. Young's 0-1. And Mullins is 0-1, but did draw a walk. Spears sits on deck, is 0-3 with 2 strikeouts. Runs at first and second with nobody out right now. Sean Smith Jr., the 1-2 from Jacobs. In the dirt, blocked by Collins. It gets away from him, and everybody's going to move up 90 feet. Now two runners in scoring position. Again, looking to cut into this lead. Just trying to get some momentum, if any, for the State Liners. Down by 16 runs here. Game one of a two-game set. These two teams will play again tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Boyce Cox Field, and they'll play again on Saturday and Sunday at Pioneer Park. 2-2 pitch. Chopped over toward third. Gets by Glee, and they're going to say that goes foul. Thought that was fair. It just snuck foul at the last minute, and if that was fair, two runs would have been coming on the score. So it just goes foul, and now it's 2-2. Final score from Burlington. The Sock Puppets pulled away late and knock off Bluefield 7-6. They walk it off in the ninth. Austin St. Laurent RBI single wins it. So, Sock Puppets are 30-11 on the season now. 2-2 pitch from Jacobs. That was it. Sky high toward Pinkston and shallow left field. Pinkston going to have to actually charge that one. Makes the catch. Will come up throwing, and a good throw cut off by Gleed holds Wood at third base, and there's one away here in the on the seventh. So Burlington's the first team to 30 wins in the Appy League with that 7-6 walk-off win over Bluefield. Greenville's looking for their 20th win tonight. John sees up 10-7 on Princeton, but the Whistle Pigs have two outs on top of the ninth to work with. Pulaski has the bases loaded with one out in the top of the ninth on Danville at 5-2. Aaron Graber steps in, has that RBI double to his credit tonight. Back in the first, found this for a ball 1-0. Since then, has grounded out to the pitcher and has flown out to left field. Kingsport up 6-4 on Elizabeth and bottom 8. Going to extend that lead and got some insurance runs. Bottom 7th here. Cowboys up 19-3. That pitch gets in there for a strike 1-1. Caution Jacobs trying to keep Bristol off the scoreboard again and give a 16-run lead. One one gets in there for a strike 1-2, and Jacob's looking for his first strikeout of the ball game. You get past Graber, like we said, on the bottom half of this lineup. Just Adams has the only hits today, and the only other batter to reach base in the bottom lineup was Mullins throwing a walk. But 1-2. Well outside, that's caught by Cowell. Last run scored this season by the Flyboys. Out the 17 they scored in that 17-14 wild come from behind win against Kingsport. Here's a 2-2 pitch coming from Carson Jacobs. Inside, and now the count runs full. So Smith trying, or pardon me, Graber trying to reach, load the bases up for Spears, who sits on deck. Takes some work, but still, eight outs to work with for the State Liners. Payoff pitch. That one just misses, and that's a walk. That's Jacob's second free pass of the inning after he hit a batter. Now the bases are loaded for Will Spears Jr. So, again, even with a home run, it doesn't hurt you. You're still up by 12 runs, but you don't want any momentum to go on that Bristol side. Flyboys. Spears 0-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts tonight. That first pitch runs inside a ball. Fought that one, hit Spears, and now Carson Jacobs goes down. He's grabbing his hamstring, and that looks awful. Jacobs went to go charge the cover home plate, and he is running down. He is grabbing his hamstring, and that does not look good at all. Jacobs immediately went to the ground to grab his hamstring, coming off the pitcher's mound to try to cover home plate. and immediately started grabbing it. And you really hope it's just a cramp. You hope it's nothing too serious. He just went straight to the ground. Getting it looked at by Trey Maria Mueller. We're going to take a time. Fly Boys up 19-3 in the bottom 7 on Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by...
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky, but for others, it could open the door to so much more. With more than $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Carson Jacobs had to be helped off the field after an injury, so and it looks like the new pitcher for the Fly Boys is number 21, Landon Whitley. This goes by Seth, so Seth Whitley in, and Whitley had an outing he would like to forget his last time out against the Johnson City Doughboys. Whitley went one-thirds of an inning, gave up 2 hits, 6 runs, 4 walks. That game was 6-4 before Whitley came in, and Whitley of those 6 runs, and it was a 14-4 loss for the Fly Boys, but up 16 runs now. Nothing else, good practice for your pitchers to kind of get out some situations with a cushion. First appearance against Burlington, though, on July 9th, Whitley went one inning, walked one, but struck out two, didn't give a hit or any runs, and kept the Fly Boys in that 11-5 ball game. So, Fly Boys up 19-3 here, and final score from Johnson City, the Doughboys win at 10-7 over Princeton. So now Johnson City start 0-8. They have gone 20-12 in their last 32 ball games. They are 20-20, right at 500 after an 0-8 start. That's an incredible job by the Doughboys to rally back. Kingsport up 6-4 in the top of the ninth. Pulaski explodes. 6 runs in the top of the ninth inning over Danville. They're up 9-2 in the bottom of the ninth inning. A lot of work to do for the Otterbots, and what was a 3-2 ball game. Kingsport looking to snap a 4-game losing streak, and of course earlier tonight Burlington knocked off Bluefield 7-6 to win their 30th game of the season. And Fly Boys looking for their 20th win of the year. The 20-21. They had dropped 6 straight and now have won three in a row, looking for win number four in a row. It's a 1-0 count, remember, on Spears after the injury to Jacobs. Going to have to be carried off the field by trainer Maria Mueller and David Bishop, and hopefully everything's fine, but you never want to speculate about what happens when someone goes and grabs the back of their leg. So we've seen three combined injuries tonight, two by the State Liners, one by the Fly Boys. Hope everybody's okay, but that's awful for sure. So Seth Whitley comes in with the bases loaded and one out. Ground ball ends the inning. Spears with that 1-0 count after that ball in the dirt. Luckily, it didn't hurt anything for the Fly Boys and the scoreboard. So Willie steps in with a 1-0 count towards Spears. One out, bases loaded. Bottom seventh inning, 19-3 lead for the Fly Boys. That one gets in there for a strike from Whitley, 1-1. So Jacobs unfortunately goes just a third of an inning, gives up one hit, walks one, and hit a batter. Like we said, most important thing, though, hope everything is okay with Jacobs. The 1-1 pitch. That one almost runs in and hits Spears, and it's now 2-1. And there's no need to panic at all for the Fly Boys, despite the bases being loaded. But you don't want to give any sort of hope to the Bristol dugout. 2-1 pitch from Whitley. Well outside now, 3-1. Whitley in danger of walking in a run. These are runs that Jacobs is still responsible for. He loaded up the bases. Here's the 3-1 pitch from Whitley. Hit off the end of the bat will go foul toward that bullpen of the Fly Boys, and out of play. Count runs full. Fly Boys just trying to get out of this game. We'll have a 20th win of the season. Go for the sweep tomorrow, and that'll put him at 500. Payoff pitch from Whitley. That one's high, over on scores. So a run scores for Bristol. Back-to-back walks, and the bases stay low with one out as Wood comes in to score. Now it's just a 19-4 ball game, 15-run ball game. Still a lot of work to do for the State Liners, but hey, you got to start somewhere. Base loaded walk helps them as Eli Young steps in. 0-1 today. Pull out the Canada in the sixth inning. Pitch from Whitley to Young in the dirt, blocked by Collins, 1-0. So Whitley walks a batter. That's fortunately his sixth walk of the season. And just 1/3 of an inning pitched. The run goes to Jacobs, 1-0. Ripped foul. If that one was straight, it was going to be gone. We made a 19-8 ball game. 1-1 count from Whitley. We have one out in the bottom of the seventh, a 19-4 ball game. It's 3 hours and 7 minutes of game time here in Bristol. 1-1. Outside, that's blocked by Collins, 2-1. This game, unless a game goes to the extra inning frame and takes a while to get done, this is going to be the longest game in the Appia League tonight by a good margin. The real game's in the ninth inning, just in the seventh here, 2-1. Swing and a miss, 2-2. Fly Boys and Bristol will still get two more chances. 2-2 pitch coming to Young. Bases loaded, one out. Willie gets set and fires. Hit off the end of the bat, high into the air. Will Brown's going to run over, call everyone off, and makes the catch. No, he can't get out of his glove. The run's going to score. For the second's booted by Diaz. The error by Brown allows another run to come in, and now it's a 19-5 ball game, and the bases are still loaded.
Now batting on second baseman, number 64, Luke Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Well, that should have been a pop fly. Should have been caught by Brown. He just dropped it out of his glove. Now Luke Francisco steps up, still just one out, and the base is still loaded. Now we get in there for a strike, 0-1. Francisco, his last time up, flew out towards second base. Brown just could not haul that one in. Rare mistake, by Will Brown. Two runs scored, made a 19-5 game. 0-1, well outside, blocked by Collins, 1-1. Fourteen runs, so again, you have nothing to worry about yet. These little dink and dime runs could like to bite you. Chopped over toward Diaz at short. Diaz for the second for one. For the first is not in time. Fielder's choice scores another. That's three runs scored this inning for the State Liners. So some momentum on the back of the State Liners here. Run scores inning should have ended on that double play, but couldn't quite finish the job on that one. A run scores off the fielder's choice by Francisco. Now runs at the corner, two outs, four. Gage Adams. Adams has two hits tonight, so he's been consistent tonight at least. Has two doubles. 19-6 ball game here in the bottom of the seventh. 1-0 pitch. Ripped toward the left field, and if that one's straight, it's a 10-run ball game. That thing was absolutely crushed, but just could not stay fair. 1-1 now coming to Adams, hit towards center field. Dalton will sell underneath it and makes the catch, inning over. So Bristol gets three runs back. They got some work to do, but that's the start of something. Can the Fly Boys extend their lead? 19-6. We head to the eighth inning. Fly Boys on top here. The Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh! Guess they were hotter than I thought.
Heat up your wallet with all new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery, and you can win scorching hot top prizes up to $500,000 only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Please play responsibly.
Well, a new pitcher for the State Liners. Another pitcher, the guy here today. Day, Leonardo Perez comes in out of RCSJ Cumberland up in Bridgeton, New Jersey. Teammate of Jeremiah LeBron, also teammate of Jack Liberia.
State Liners attending RCSJ Cumberland in New Jersey. Number three, Leonardo Perez.
So Perez will come in first time as a Bristol State Liner, as again, looks like Kenyon Brown is on deck to replace Dart at DH spot. 19-6 lead for the Flyboys. Only game still going in the Appy League as Kingsport gets back on track. They knock off Elizabethton 6-4 for their 26th win of the season. And then Pulaski knocks off Danville 9-2, their 19th win of the season. Flyboys looking for win number 20. They would be just the fourth team in the league to reach at least 20 wins. A victory up by 13 runs in the top of the eight. Now face Leonardo Perez. 12 unanswered runs. That'll put the Flyboys up 19-3, but three straight runs scored in that seventh inning by Bristol have made it 19-6. So Kenyon Brown will now step in at the DH spot, so Doherty finishes his day up. Going 2 for 5 with 2 RBIs and a run scored. Every single fly boy that started the ball game scored a run.
Number 9, Kenyon Brown.
Pinkston's the only fly boy that started the ball game that hasn't recorded a hit yet, but he is still in the ball game. So see if he can get that here in these final two frames. Kenyon Brown will step in. That was in there for a strike 0-1. Stats don't count in the extra inning frame, but Kenyon Brown single in the 8th inning on Sunday and then stole second base. Helped push Sailor, Keegan Sailor to third, and the fly boys end up winning that game against Kingsport. He swings on the second pitch he sees. It's going to bloop down in the outfield. 16th hit of the night for the fly boys. Kenyon Brown, a leadoff single here in the top of the 8th inning. Here comes Keegan Sailor now, as Sailor will Keegan Sailor steps in. Steps in. Here's the first pitch to Sailor. That one missed for a ball, 1-0 from Leo Perez. Sailor and Brown teamed up for a great defensive play to hold a run off the board against Kingsport, keep it a 2-0 game. As Kaylor gunned out a runner at home, just based on the same play. 1-0 missed outside 2-0. Was great awareness by both of those players. And Jermaine Kerr's talking the pregame show about how the awareness by Kenyon Brown. He's probably the top defensive catcher. He's that top defensive catcher for the Fly Boys for sure this season. 2-0 misses 3-0. Well, Brown doesn't have the greatest batting average, as it's up now to 208. His defense is where he shines. He's picked off 7 runners trying to steal this season. Other than a freshman All-American, his first year at North Carolina A&T. 3-0, hits in there for a strike, 3-1. Sailor has 1 home run this season, a 3-run blast against Bluefield that put that game away and get the Fly Boys the eventual 10-6 win. Looks to get on base here and continue the scoring for the Fly Boys. 3-1, hit toward right field, it'll get down. Brown's going to advance 90 feet, and he's going to advance a little more, jogging into third base. And that's back-to-back singles for the Fly Boys here in the 8th inning. Seventeen hits, 19 runs, and Brown is 90 feet away from making it 20 runs as Alex Diaz steps in. Diaz coming in from Mikolakis. Mikolakis goes 2 for 4, 2 runs scored and a walk. So Diaz has been on a tear hitting as of late. He's coming back to the team from the developmental squad, now batting 231 on the season. Looks to bring in Kenyon Brown. Pitch from Perez high and in the strike zone, on one little breaking ball. There's at first and third, nobody out. Back-to-back singles by Kenyon Brown and Keegan Sailor. There's the 0-1 pitch. Good break ball from Perez. Once again, gets in there 0-2. Diaz looking to make one of the night, 19-6 in the top of the 8th. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Perez. Well outside. It's now 1-2. On deck, you have Dub Gleed, one of two players who started this ballgame. Gleed, Collins, and Pinkston all started this ballgame. Looks like they're going to finish it out. As we mentioned, Cameron Laliberte is the bullpen catcher tonight. He's the only other player that could come in. 1-2 in the dirt. Brown's not going to advance. He'll stay on second base. He'll stay on third base 2-2. We've had a chance to score there as that one got by Adams, but Brown elects not to advance. Now the count goes to 2-2. Perez gets set and fires toward Diaz. Breaking ball in there, called strike 3. Perez gets his first strike out of the season. And there's one away in the 8th.
Number
So now a double play can end the inning. Fly boy's off the board as Doug Gleed steps in. He's 1-for-3 tonight with an RBI and a run scored. Like I said, every single fly boy that started this game has scored a run. As Perez finds the corner in there for strike 0-1. Perez, the sixth pitcher used tonight by the State Liners. Is a rotation of bodies in there for Bristol to pitch this evening. The 0-1 pitch. And this is high, 1-1. Fly boys have had to use four pitchers. Grant Jacobs had a leave of an injury. Hope everything is okay there. The 1-1 off the end of the bat, a little blooper toward right field. It'll get down. Brown's going to come in to score. An RBI single for Gleed. It is now a 20-6 lead for the Fly Boys. Just a little blooper toward right field. Brown's able to walk up 90 feet. Second RBI of the night for Gleed. And 20-6 is our lead here. We're Fly Boys. If it can't continue as Avery Collins has a home run tonight, a three-run blast. His lone hit of the ballgame. For another one. Here's a pitch. Fouled off. It's 0-1. Second time this season, the Appalachian League team has scored 20 runs. 22 is the mark set by Bluefield. Back on July 2nd. It's a 22-2 win for the Ridge Runners over the Bristol State Liners. So some dubious honors for the State Liners this year. That one's outside for a ball 1-1. Don't believe the Fly Boys have ever scored 20 runs in their history. Granted, last year's first year as a team, so we have to look back toward last year's stats and see. The 1-1 pitch. One runs inside, it's 2-1. Two and misses, now 3-1. Walk would load the bases for Andrew Pinkston. Again, he's the only fly boy without a hit tonight that started this ballgame. 3-1, well outside, and Collins draws a walk with one out, and the bases are loaded for Pinkston now. We have one out in the top of the eighth inning. For a game-by-game breakdown of last year, see if the Fly Boys have scored 20 runs in a game before. That one misses for a ball 1-0. Double play ends the inning. That one gets in there for a strike 1-1. Looking at the schedule last year, Fly Boys, see if they have scored 20 runs in a game before, as that one's helped in the bat fouled off by Pinkston 1-2. Just a quick cursory glance, it looks like this is the first time, yes it is, it's the first time ever the Fly Boys have scored 20 runs in a ball game. The 1-2. Allen just misses from Perez, 2-2. Last year, they scored a season-high 15 against Johnson City on June 12th. I believe that's the most runs they scored, so that already got beaten this year in a 17-14 win for the Fly Boys over Kingsport. Up 20-6 now in the top of the eighth. 2-2 pitch coming. Kingston reaches for that one, fouls it off, and stays alive. Our 15 runs against Johnson City. That was the most they scored all last year. Grant, team went 35-15-1 en route to a 2021 Appy League Championship. 2-2 pitch. Pinkston, that one jams him up to the pitcher, caught by Perez. That's a good play by Perez to read that one off the mound. Gets the Pinkston out, and there's two away here in the top of the eight for Shamar Dalton. Dalton's second time up. He struck out his first time. Up back in the seventh inning. Back up at the top of the order. Bases loaded, two outs. The RBI single by Dub Glee has made it a 20-6. Dalton, that one gets down, and that one hit catcher Adams. And believe that may have been a spot that you don't want to get hit in, to say the least. His trainer, Caleb Johnston, comes out to check on his catcher Adams, and you hope he's okay as you're just seeing the three injured players already tonight combined for both teams. Hopefully it just called him weird and just has to catch his breath as he's up to one knee and trying to recover. So and these two teams have to play again tomorrow and playing late into the night, 10:24. This game's gone, I go about at least 3.5 hours. Fly Boys got to drive home tonight, an hour drive, and come back as Adams going to walk off. And again, I think Adams just got hit pretty low in the mid-region, so he's okay. He's still been over-breathing. I mean, can't feel good at all, especially if you have a breaking ball coming right towards you having to block with your arm, so dangerous position for sure. His catcher now Adams will walk back. So 1-0 pitch coming to Dalton with two outs. Top of the eighth. Five boys up 20-6. Have the bases loaded here. Gotten one of those runs back that they gave up back in the bottom of the seventh. The 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Good pitch from Perez. 1-1. I believe it would be Seth Whitley out there again. Now time's called as Adams is going to go talk to his pitcher, Perez. And I don't know if that was to give Adams more time to shake his head a little bit on that one. Maybe still banged up a bit. Hopefully he's okay. If Dalton reaches, Canada sits on deck, and if Canada is able to reach, the Fly Boys will bat around for the second time tonight. The 1-1 from Perez. Hit off the end of the bat, it's fouled toward our left, it's right above the press box, and it's now 1-2. Open air press box, gotta keep your eyes out for everything. And still a small crowd of, I believe, mostly Fly Boy fans here. Some State Liner supporters also watching the ball game. The 1-2. Check swing. Does Dalton go around? Appeal. It says no, and it's deuces wild to Dalton. Top of the eighth inning in a 20-6 ball game. My boys on top. 2-2 pitch. Fouled off. Dalton stays alive. Longest ball game of the year for the Fly Boys was 3 hours and 35 minutes, and we're about 8 minutes away from passing that. Here's a 2-2 pitch from Perez. Breaking ball finds the corner of the strike zone. Perez gets a strikeout to end the inning, but Dub Gleed, RBI single. It's getting the Fly Boys for the first time in their existence. A 20-run ball game. Fly Boys up 20-6. One more X40 when we return to Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Came from a farm just down the road.
A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage. Made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
20-6 into the bottom of the eighth inning. Fly boys. Look like they're going to be able to get their 20th win of the season here. The Bristol State Liners. Seth Willie out for another inning of work. Once again, fly boys. You got 14 runs. You kind of do whatever you want. I've been up as many as 16 in this ballgame. We're up 19-3 at one point.
First batter up for the State Liners here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Number 30, Matthew Puello.
Matthew Puello will step in. Puello